about. You gotta put it in perspective.
One, two, three! There he goes!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
All right, let's pray. God of Rock, thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How about the basketball game?
All right, here we go. Check it out. All right. Good times.
You will never be a great disc jockey. You have lousy voice, lousy personality, and this will not change. Okay? So on the air, it's not for you.
Well, I'm sorry, Marky, to say that. Do you do any work on Honeymoon?
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What's that smell?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's so much better when you're naked.
Roll another one.
I bet you can't get a boner.
Just like the other one.
Girl, you got to keep your clothes
this
on.
This seems to be about to quit.
I never thought I would see the day.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
You're a really weird man.
Roll.
Roll another one.
You're taking the golden egg, but you're killing the golden egg goose.
Just like the other one.
The whole world's gone gay.
This one seems to be about.
Did anybody see Sarah Palin?
I don't have another cent.
You guys should smoke more. Not enough kids smoking these days. It's so f***ing
cool.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Just pass it around.
Those who call it shuffleboard on ice are ill-advised.
Let's get this party started.
Now.
Would you be interested in taking part in a study like this again and having the same type of drug?
Sure.
You would. It's been a very pleasant experience for you.
I'll do it anytime you want.
Do you think it would be...
Anytime at all.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, it's Friday. Wait, I'm Rodney. You're Friday. Hey, it's Rodney Bingenheimer here, winding down another week of great flashback. Well, that's Richard's show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
Wow. Wow.
He's good.
Fail. Epic fail.
He is good. That is one of the DJs on a radio station.
Is that live?
What do you mean he's alive? Did he do it live?
Yeah.
Live? Yeah.
He couldn't take two?
Nope. No, he couldn't.
Look, I don't feel good.
You sick?
And all I know is Landon Donovan has swine flu.
He does?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
And he was in our studio. And now I don't feel good.
How about that? I'm going to the game set. I'm going to the game Saturday night.
Until you heard that he had the swine flu.
Exactly.
Lisa.
I'm going to the game Saturday night. Now I don't know what to do.
Well, wear a mask.
I'd be surprised if Landon Donovan is going to the game Saturday night.
So wow, what a bummer. Swine flu is here.
Swine flu, man.
That's the better news, though.
Swine flu was here.
Here.
That's what I'm saying.
In our studio.
Yes.
Oh, they, Lisa, you have to get swine flu.
I'll do my best.
I would love the swine flu. I think it'd be awesome. They say that they think he got it from a couple of staffers for the Galaxy that caught it in Massachusetts, of all places.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Alex says this is why no one likes soccer.
Because some of them have swine flu?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's not ideal. That's what you're saying.
Which is interesting because that would mean he got the swine flu in America and then took it to Mexico, which I think is the reverse of how most people think of the swine flu.
Started over again on Wednesday.
He's a renegade.
No kidding.
Just as soon as Mexico gets rid of it, he's right back in there.
So we are going to take your phone calls on that or any topic, 1-800-520-1067. It's going to be very difficult for Ralph today to not start paying $20 every time somebody wants to talk about the Eagles. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
He'll do it. He can figure out a way to do it. And if not, he does. He has a few that he's willing to pay for.
That's true. So sometimes it's important enough.
Yeah, you just pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm eager to see how Ralph, as an Eagles fan, what his feelings are about their new acquisition announced last night during the Eagles preseason game, which is that they're the team that has stepped up. And there were several that were interested, but they're the team that signed Michael Vick. So
yes.
It's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out for the Eagles on the field, depending on how much time he gets. And maybe more importantly, off the field, depending on what the reaction is from the fans. I mean, generally, fans of a team love you if you're good,
right?
No matter what you've done.
Right, but you have to give it the Philadelphia factor, which is fans of your team hate everyone and everything for every reason.
Right.
Hmm.
And this is a guy that got a real reason to hate.
Right.
Interesting.
This isn't Santa Claus, you know?
It isn't Santa Claus. That's true. That is a good point.
Well, I mean, the reference being that they hate Santa Claus, and well, what has he ever done to people?
Beer bottles at him? Yeah, no, I got it. All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Any topic.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, it's finally here. The Caged Inc. that we've been telling you about all week long is happening this weekend. For the first time ever under one roof, Caged Inc. takes over the Pomona Fairplex. That's that tattoo expo that has the MMA demonstrations and the live music and the skateboarding and on and on and on. And you get to go just for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067.
Hey, it's Friday. Hey, I'm Rodney. You're Friday. Hey, it's Rodney Bingenheimer here.
Listen,
we're winding down another week of great flashback.
We already started.
That's Richard's show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
I don't know, but that's crazy. All right, let's start with Brian. Hi, Brian.
What to do?
What to do?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm sorry?
What's going on?
All right, we definitely think Michael Vick, this could be very, very, very interesting, obviously. But using him as the option, take him as wide receiver, possibly running back, I just don't see him replacing McNabb anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either, but this is a guy who can play more than one position easily. I mean, he's really talented.
Yeah.
He could be a running back if he wanted. He could be a receiver if he wanted. I mean, he's got everything. Including
and you also have to take into consideration, I mean, he's still relatively young, and he has not taken a hit in 2 years.
Yeah, true. Well, that you know of.
Yeah.
Maybe he's taking some hits. You know what I'm saying? Because
He
was in jail.
Yeah,
Lisa.
I do.
When you're in jail, sometimes you take hits that you don't want. That's what I'm saying.
I think I got it.
Let's not assume that he can just play any position, by the way, because he's a great athlete. How do we know he has good hands? I mean, how do we just assume that he can take a handoff and is going to be able to not fumble the ball coming through the NFL line? I mean, there's a lot of really great athletes out there. Doesn't mean he's going to be able to just fill in at any NFL position.
See, my big concern is not necessarily whether he's going to play. It's whether or not the Philly fans are going to eat him alive. And I think he has a bigger concern with the Philly fans than he does whether or not he's going to try to prove himself. But I don't think it's going to be a horrible thing, but it's definitely going to be he's got one shot, and whether or not he blows it.
Then it's over. Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, he's not being brought in to compete for the quarterback job. That's not even on the table.
I don't think anyone thought he was.
What are they talking about him doing?
Specialty plays like maybe a wildcat offense or perhaps running back punts and kicks, more importantly. They've always needed a good return man, and he certainly has speed, and that's something that, in terms of getting the rust off his skills, he just needs to run, really, to be able to do that, to catch the ball and run. So, you know, for the team you're talking about, it's, you know, they're just paying like a 1.6 mil.
Oh, so really at the low end of the scale.
For the first year, at least. So it's really sort of a win-win. If he can add another weapon to their offense, it's a good pickup. If he can help in any way, it's a pretty good deal. You get a pretty talented athlete for a low, low price.
I don't know what he did, what it was like before this whole scandal. Was he trouble, you know, in the locker room and
he's always been a good guy,
not a good teammate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ruff, were you? We all thought about it. You, of course, last night when we heard the news. Were you? Are you unqualified? Pleased with it, or do you have some reservations for whatever reason, or where's your head?
I'm fine with it. I'm not excited because I think he has a lot of
baggage.
Not baggage. No, I'm thinking strictly as in a football, you know, mentality. I think he's got to come back from a long time off. There's a lot of rust on this guy. I don't know how effective he's going to be, but I think they made a good deal. And, you know, if they want to deal him away next season or something, that's a great option too. But I have no problem with all the other baggage that people are going to start piling on with the animal rights activists and all that stuff, because I think the guy got busted. He did his time.
That's what I think.
He's out of prison.
Yeah, I agree.
And who's to keep the guy from trying to make a living? If someone's willing to pay him and to give him a job, then so be it.
He paid his debt.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
You know Philadelphia more than any of us. What will the reaction be like in that city to this signing?
It'll be a wait and see situation to see how he plays, if he plays, and what the results are. There's not a lot.
You don't see people turning in their tickets or anything like that.
No, there's not a lot of touchy feely sort of tree hugging animal rights activists in the streets of Philadelphia.
I think Ralph's exactly right there. But what happens game 8 when Donovan McNabb has like a bad game and maybe throws a couple into the ground? Are they going to be chanting Vic, Vic, Vic?
No, the beauty of it is everyone knows he's not a great quarterback, so I don't think the pressure is going to be on to replace Donovan with him if Donovan stumbles. I think they might want to go to Kevin Cobb, who is sort of their heir apparent, and maybe give him a shot, but I don't think they'll be calling for Vic's name.
Well, this will be interesting.
Yeah, it should be.
Interesting to see.
And don't forget, the 60 Minutes interview with Michael Vick is coming up this Sunday night, and we do have a couple of clips from it that we can play later, because we've got former sports guy Money coming in, so I'm sure we'll revisit this. Let's take one more on this topic. We got
that's
the wrong button. We got Jamie on line 2 here on the Kevin Bean Show. Although it's good to hear from Mr. Bradshaw on the topic, too.
Sure.
Hey, Jamie, what'd it do?
What's going on, party people?
What's going on?
Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
I want to let Ralph know that when they announce him, they're probably going to be playing Who Let the Dogs Out.
I wondered if they're going to be throwing anything onto the field or something when he shows up.
The new dog pound.
What do you throw onto the field in this particular situation?
Milk bones.
Stuffed animals.
Milk bones, yeah.
Milk bones, yeah, it'd be funny. Yeah.
Well, the Philadelphia fans do throw stuff, so that does happen a lot. Did you say? Never mind. All right.
Look, the guy may not even play until October, November, you know, depending on what the commissioner allows. So it could be as long as 6 weeks before we actually see him on the field.
Right.
Well, that should be fascinating. And we're talking about football.
I know.
Oh, so good.
So I'm kind of excited just for the fact that it's bringing national attention to a team that I appreciate. You know, it's kind of nice. It's like with the T.O. signing, there's a certain amount of excitement that comes just from talking about the team, which is cool.
Yeah.
And that's the Patriots, of course, is who we're referring to.
No,
right?
That's not the Patriots.
Yeah. I thought it was the Patriots.
The team the Patriots played last night in preseason.
It was the Giants.
No, it's not the Giants.
Oh, that's right. Ralph's a huge Giants fan.
Different NFC East team.
All right. Well, I apologize. We didn't have time to get to more calls. We got some good ones, but please try us back again next week. Let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes. Later on this morning, we have your final tickets for the Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em at Bardot Singles Party. It's the last day, of course, because the party is tonight.
Right.
Yes.
So we're going to give you those today. We have, as Ralph mentioned, Matt Money Smith in the studio talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I
heard Ralph say that.
And I believe that Ralph is planning on attacking him over fantasy football.
Oh,
I mean, really?
Yeah,
it's on.
It's on, yeah.
Remember the burning question?
Oh, sure.
This might be burning question reductor.
We have a movie beat today because it's Friday, so we'll tell you about all the new movies. And we have Mr. Skin today.
Yeah!
Talking about the top 10 new scenes of all time.
Best man ever.
He is really the best man in the world. That's true.
Now, are these Skinternational films, or are they just domestic? Are they just
locally? I don't have the answer to that.
Oh, okay. Should be interesting to hear, though.
And we're going to talk to somebody from EA Sports because Madden 010 comes out
today.
Stop
with the 010! Madden 10!
It's funny how mad that makes people.
I hate 010!
Yeah. Madden 10 comes out today.
There we go. That's
so we'll give you some details on that as well, so keep listening for that. Ralph's next with the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, you know this Epicenter 09 concert that's coming up with Linkin Park and Tool, Alice in Chains, Wolf Mother, a bunch of other bands on the bill. Well, if you're a fan of that music, stick around because we've got a brand new song from the reformed Alice in Chains this morning at 7 o'clock. And some new Chester Bennington music that isn't Linkin Park we'll have for you Monday morning exclusively right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So a couple of musical reasons for you to continue to suffer through our program. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
Kevin, where's your key card? Where is the key card that gets you into the building, the security key card?
I don't really have time for this now.
We've got plenty of time.
Get into the showbiz.
We've got plenty of time. This is... How many have you lost now in the span of a couple months?
It's been a rough couple of months, if that's what you're asking.
It's like the fifth card you've lost.
In the last 5 weeks. Yeah.
And yesterday you said, oh, I know where it is. I just forgot it this morning.
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, why don't you get it?
Well, because by the time I get home, I'm not thinking about that. So I forget, and then, you know, then the next day is...
But we have to keep letting you in.
I know.
Because you're standing outside like a good doofus.
I know. Listen. It's pathetic. I know.
Were you playing cards last night?
No.
You look a little rough.
No, I do look rough. I didn't sleep much, but that's not why I forgot the card. It's just...
But it's getting goddamn ridiculous.
It is, yeah.
In the words of the great John Wayne.
It really is.
Do they make you pay every time you get a new card?
They've been threatening
no,
him with that.
But they
haven't
should.
Yet.
They will. They will today.
We could end the deficit in this country if Kevin would pay for every time he lost the key card that gets him into the building.
Yeah, I don't know.
I also think at this point maybe Kevin should throw a couple of bucks to whoever has to stop whatever work they're doing to come outside and let him in every morning, too.
Well, they have to call into the office, and we have to send either Miss Cleo out or one of the interns to let him in. But we've been debating now every time he calls in just to leave him out there. We just think it would be funny if he just had to call in from outside the gate. That would be hilarious.
You should know, yeah. Kevin, so you know who your friends are, that producer Alex, every day, she's very hot on leaving you out there as long as
it
takes.
Oh, she's the one that answers the phone. She yells at me immediately.
Yeah. Just saying. There's got to be a
and
solution.
And she's right. I know. It's stupid.
Just put it on your keys.
Tried. Didn't work.
You're the only guy could lose something attached to his keys while
work.
Having his keys.
Yeah.
I told him yesterday he needs to get it, like we were talking about those chips that you can get implanted for various things, you know, for the Bluetooth or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to get a chip in his arm
I
so that he can just wave.
Several times, implanted yeah. under his skin.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. What am I talking about? That's a horrible idea.
Put it in your ass. Just put it on one of your ass cheeks.
You always bring your ass, don't you?
Then I can't jump up high enough to get it to let me in. I'm out there just
you're
trying.
You jumping like a dog catching a butterfly. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? It is on!
What is on?
Kate Hudson versus Minka Kelly.
Oh, well, that's not a competition.
Minka. No, it's
what's
not.
Up with them?
They
Minka
are,
wins.
They're fighting, Lisa.
Why?
Because apparently their boyfriends, Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, on the New York Yankees, have a very frosty relationship, and it is crossed over to the girlfriends.
Oh, dear.
And so they are apparently part of the ongoing rivalry between their superstar boyfriends. They have a very frosty, tense relationship, according to witnesses.
Excellent.
So they're giving each other a stink eye across the stands there while they're watching the game.
It's so funny because neither of them are going to be with those guys in a year.
Yeah, really? They'll get so upset.
Yeah.
A month.
A month, yeah.
A month. But
Matt Damon seems like one of the good guys in Hollywood. He's talking about his new movie, The Informant, which also Joel McHale, our buddy, is also in, Steven mm-hmm. Soderbergh film. And the director asked him to bulk up, put on some weight for the movie. He said it was absolute heaven.
Like get fat?
Get fat, yeah. He said all he had to do was drink dark beer, eat McDonald's value meals, and then top it off with Doritos Chasers.
Are those the photos we saw in Hawaii of him?
Yeah.
He did a good job. He's budgy.
He is beefy.
Losing that weight afterwards, not quite as much
That's
fun.
That's what he said. Now he's on the other side of it, which is not nearly as fun. He said he started taking boxing training to try to lose the extra pounds. He says it's coming up slowly, but he thinks if people hit him enough, it eventually will fall off him.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good idea. John Gosselin is my nominee for Dad of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yes. He is a good father with 8 kids to raise, and like any good father, he's heading to Las Vegas this weekend. Now, let's keep, for those of you keeping track, this is Saint-Tropez. He was there last month, Manhattan, the Hamptons. The past few months, so he hasn't really been home all that much in Pennsylvania where his kids are. He will be hosting a pool party at the MGM Grand and says he plans to spend 2 weeks in Vegas this event. So,
well, you gotta get ready for it mentally, and that can take a week.
Absolutely.
And then you have to recover. That can take a week.
Wow.
You know, it's always tough when one of the parents is out of the home, but imagine how much as she hates him, Kate must miss John with 8 children around.
Oh, I mean,
just for the other set of hands.
Yeah.
She has other people to help, though. I mean,
that's true.
Know. She used to just yell at him, so I don't know if she's going to miss him or not. But
yeah, she might be happier.
Kids will miss him.
Heidi Montag is in this month's Playboy magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She got naked. How about that?
She's not naked. No, no.
Then what magazine
then why
is
she in?
It's Playboy.
No, then no.
It's a sexy layout, but it is not. It's not the full Monty.
No crap. No.
What?
You all right there?
I don't have any idea what that was.
What did you just do?
I hit like 7 buttons at the same time.
Turned everything off. It sounds like.
Yeah. There we go.
Wow. I felt like the time traveler's wife there for a minute. I started to hear our show in the past.
That was amazing.
I don't think you could do that again if you wanted
The number of things that happened is not possible to recreate.
Are you drunk? That's what I want to know.
No, but
are
I would like drunk? To be.
Did you bump into your key card when you were hitting all those buttons?
You
seem a little drunk to me this morning.
I would like to be, though. If you could remedy that, that would help.
Hurt. What was I talking about?
I don't
Anyone?
Know. John Gosling?
No. Heidi Montag and Playboy.
That's right.
Apparently, even better than the photos in the new Playboy is the interview.
Yeah.
Where she talks
about... Oh, they talk to her.
Oh, yeah, Lisa. Where she gives us some intimate details about her sex life with her husband, Spencer Pratt.
Because he's a giving man.
No!
You would be surprised, Lisa.
Really?
She said she was never adventurous in bed until she met Spencer.
Yeah.
But he's so good in bed, Lisa. So good.
Sure.
That she looks forward to their passion every minute of the day. She says that Spencer has made her hit the jackpot...
Yeah.
Let's say
mm-hmm.
20 to 30 times in one day.
Okay.
That's
now she doesn't know what she's talking
that's
about.
That's how good a lover he is.
Clearly, she doesn't know what a jackpot
does
is.
Does she know what hitting the jackpot
no,
means?
She has
because
no clue.
Jackpot.
No, that's nope. ridiculous. Now let's get
20 to 30 times.
All right, Donald Trump. Trump.
He's
Thank
the
you.
Magic man.
Take it
Come
easy.
On. He is gifted.
You, seriously. She has no idea.
You have to lie at least believable. I mean, you can't go that crazy. Why 200? Make it 200.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Lisa, wouldn't you have sex with, oh, I don't know, Dick Cheney before you'd have sex with Spencer Pratt?
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously.
Anyone on the list before Spencer.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Comedian, actor Steve Martin is 64 years old today.
Woo! He looks good.
He does look good.
Here's a good thing about... a favor.
I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting. Do yourself a favor, folks, if you've never seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I think that's Steve Martin's best performance, but even if it's not, it's great, and you will love it. He has turned in a lot of great performances over the years.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a film called Grand Canyon by Lawrence Kasdan? It's sort of a more serious role for Steve Martin, but he's terrific in that film. Try to forgive him for the past Pink Panther movies, if you can.
Yeah.
See what you can do.
Move on.
I think the good thing about going gray prematurely is people notice you aging less.
Because
Steve Martin had
true.
A head full of gray hair when he was like 30.
Yeah, that's
right. True. And so you don't seem to age as dramatically, I think, when you have gray hair for a long time.
He looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. 64, Marcia Gay Harden is 50 years old today.
Bell? No Bell?
Marcia Gay Harden? Yeah, I think
what do you
she's
guys
attractive.
Say?
I don't think so.
I'd say
right
just
on the
below
edge
the bell line.
Let's err on the side of not,
yeah.
then.
All right.
Yeah.
Lakers legend Magic Johnson
yeah.
celebrates
oh,
his
yeah.
50th birthday today. Giving Magic a bell?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Halle Berry is 43 years
there
old today. Catherine Bell from JAG.
Well.
The woman the bell was
in
named
her name.
After.
Yeah.
How could you not?
Is 41 years old today. Mila Kunis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
My buddy from Family Guy, she plays Meg on that show, and That 70s Show, of course. She is 26 years old. How funny, by the way, does Extract look?
Yeah.
The new Mike Judge movie starring Mila Kunis
oh,
and
seen
Jason
hilarious.
Bateman.
I haven't seen it either.
The trailers
hilarious.
For that thing are side-splitting. I'm
awesome.
Really looking forward to that. And speaking of the man, Spencer Pratt himself, the man who can give his wife 20 to 30 orgasms a day.
Jackpots.
Is 26 years old today. Jackpot. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You saw this on TMZ, but Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor,
mm-hmm.
in Las Vegas. He was there apparently for a clean energy summit, and he took a little break at the Caesars Palace pool and went outside to the European-style pool.
Oh,
there you go.
Did he?
And European-style equals topless.
Yes.
Thank God. By the way, Mayor Villaraigosa, the mayor of Los Angeles, I'm sure... is able to use that position to travel all over the world because L.A. has business everywhere.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he wants to go to Hawaii, he can come up with a reason why Hawaii has business with his city.
Yeah, that's true. And he had his girlfriend there, Lou Parker. Apparently she was not taking advantage of the opportunity, but he was hanging out by that pool waiting for everyone else to take advantage of that opportunity.
Because he's a goer.
Right.
Sure.
So we thought we'd check in with the mayor this morning. Hey, Mayor.
Yeah. Good morning.
Now,
How are you, Mr. Villaraigosa? Are you still in Las Vegas?
No, I'm back at work now, but, man, I love that town.
Yeah.
Sure.
How was the clean air thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't go. I went out there. I went to Hart and Huntington Tattoos. I got some more work done.
You did?
You know? Yeah. I got R.I.P. Miklo right there on my bicep. And
Red?
Then I went to the gun shop. You guys ever go to
a
gun shop?
The gun shop
We've
is
been
the
to
best.
The gun shop,
oh,
yeah.
Sure. I brought some of my own pieces.
You can shoot machine guns. What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you say you brought your own guns to the gun shop?
Yeah, when you're the mayor, you can do what you
want. Isn't that sand to the beach? I mean, they have plenty of guns there and probably much bigger guns than you have.
You'd be surprised. They didn't have the 50 caliber that I brought with me. They didn't have the Spaz 12 automatic shotgun. They didn't have the 9mm. Look, it's a nice place, but they didn't have everything.
Okay, but why do you travel with an arsenal? You're not going into war. You're just going to Las Vegas for the weekend.
What?
I said, why do you travel with? Why do you travel with so many weapons? You don't really need.
Going to war.
No.
You want to take me to war, huh?
What?
You think I'm a monkey, what?
No. Well, what? No,
I'm not saying any of that.
You think I'm a cockroach, huh?
No, what are you talking
about?
I'm saying you don't need all those guns, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, that's precisely the point, isn't it? And then I got my best pair of jeans on, and I went over to that pool.
Yeah, the topless pool?
Yeah. I just went swimming, because...
In your jeans.
My lady, you go swimming in her jeans. That's what you do.
All right.
My lady, she's nice and all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But her jeans, they look like caca. So go over there to where the professional ladies with the big, bungadash, they come over there. And they treat me, they treat me nice. They treat me like the true champion, the true leader that I am.
So you're dissatisfied with your lady's boobs, and that's why you didn't want her to take her top off at the European-style pool.
Yeah, I was like, hey, keep those hidden if you can. Because they look like, oranges in tube socks.
Right. Now, were you looking for a replacement for her? I mean, were you looking for your next girlfriend?
No. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you guys. We're friends, right?
I hope so.
Sure. Right.
We're compadres. I am looking to get a little show going out there in Las Vegas as soon as my mayorship's done.
A show?
I've been auditioning at the different resorts, the different hotels, So when I retire, I say, por atisha, I can start doing the Antonio Villaraigosa show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, what
that's
is...
That's my type of town.
Is it stand-up comedy or what is it?
It's a variety show, hey?
A variety show.
I do it all. I do impressions.
Okay.
I sing. I do comedy. Yeah. Yes, let me try that. I got my chunk ready, because I just came back. I got my audition, I had it ready to go.
I would love to hear some of that.
All right. Yeah. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Jack. I just flew in, and boy, my arm's tired. Oh, no. But I kid. How about that airplane food, huh? Am I right? My fish was so tough, I thought it was a Telemundo newscaster. No, seriously, though. On my way over, my girlfriend, she's putting on her eyebrows with a Sharpie, right?
Right.
And we hit some turbulence. her head looked like a lie detector test. But seriously, though, I saw District 9. You see this movie, District 9? Thanks, Omar. District 9?
Wait, who's with you there?
Oh, it's my drum player, Omar.
You travel with a drummer?
Wow.
Hey, you see this District 9, huh?
Most of us here have. I have not. It doesn't come out till today.
It's aliens looking for acceptance for white people. Sounds like Home Depot's parking lot. Hey! John and K plus A. You watch the show? Do you watch the show? John and K plus A.
No.
Huh? They got 8 kids? Sounds like nothing special for me because I'm Mexican. Hey!
Wow.
All right. Keep your waitresses, everybody. It's been great. They don't work for free. Try to be a. I'm Antonio Villaraigosa. Thank you for coming.
Apparently, he's played himself off with some of Art LeBeau's oldies.
Will you be mine?
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, have a great time out there in Las Vegas. Nice to talk to you.
Glad you are the time.
You are listening to the Kevin Reed Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 25 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Talking about the singles party tonight in Hollywood, 1-800-520-1067 if you're 21 and up and looking, and we'll mingle and not be a wallflower. Kevin, we're at the Roxy again this year, right?
How
that's dare
what you?
Is.
See you at the whiskey, Kevin.
How
see you at the whiskey, like usual.
The last party was at the Roxy, right? Or the
other
way around?
It was on the rocks, the top of the Roxy.
And I went to the whiskey, and I was really angry. I was like, where is everybody? How come I'm first? This is ridiculous. And then I realized I was in the wrong place.
You should have known when you got there at 11 that you weren't first.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah.
So check us out at the Troub is what I'm saying, because that's where we're all going to be. Actually, this time we have upgraded. No offense to our past places, but we're at the Bardot in Hollywood, which is the hottest night spot in town right now at 737 North Vine Street. We're going to be there tonight, and it's a private party. I mean, got drink specials, DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
And plenty of Kevin and Bean singles, some of whom are on the phone right now, ready to get in as we open up the phones for the singles party.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to spread them.
Yeah, yeah, go right in, baby. You're next.
Hey, I'm here for the Kevin and Bean singles party.
What'd you say your name was?
I'm Chad. My name's Chad.
Man, get the f*** out of here, you punk-ass bitch. Everybody listen up. If you want to spread them at Bordeaux with Kevin and Bean, you need to be on the list. All right, next.
That guy made the right decision on Chad, by the way.
Poor Chad.
Chad. No way. That guy should totally be bounced.
Don't come down to Bordeaux tonight thinking you can just get in. Because if you're not on the list, you're not getting past the velvet rope.
That's right. Now, we don't have a lot of tickets today because obviously it's the day of the party. But we do have a few spots left on our lists.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's figure it out.
Let's start with Tom. That's still the wrong one. I need you to just move those buttons.
Maybe just take Terry Bradshaw off your computer.
Let's talk to Tom real quick. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tom. Welcome to the program. The party is tonight. Why do you need to be there?
What's up, party people?
What's up?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm an equal opportunity lover. I'm not afraid of the fat chicks.
Okay. Well, we do need someone to service them. All right. I mean, that's good.
We get all kinds at our parties, so there's no doubt.
And I am your man.
Because you'll take a bullet?
Oh, I'll take one for the team. I'm the ultimate wingman.
Okay. All right.
You gotta have one of those.
It sounds to me like you're not a wingman. You're not taking a bullet. It sounds to me like you're going into that party looking.
I'm in the trenches taking grenades.
All right.
I agree. I think he's more of a hogger than the guy, a wingman.
There are some guys who love sex with hot chicks, and there's some guys who love sex.
Right.
And I love sex with hot chicks, but hey, if they come to the point where it's like towards the end of the night, you know, got the old beer goggles on.
Yeah. You are a giver.
The storm.
He's
a delight, isn't he, Lisa?
Yeah.
You are a giver.
Well, I don't have a list, so I don't have to.
That's true.
Trust me, there's got to be
some hog there tonight who's going to appreciate the fact that Tom is willing to give her a toss.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I'd like to suggest that Tom be on Bean's list because Tom plays baseball. And Ralph's not a big fan of baseball. Neither am I.
Oh, I didn't know he played baseball.
Yeah.
I understand the need for a guy like Tom. I just don't know that he's doing most of the girls at the party much of a favor by being there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've been on the phone with Tom for 90 seconds. We haven't heard anything that's good about him, to tell you the truth.
Other than what he wants.
He's got a good sense of humor to me.
Right. Yeah, I think Tom sounds like a fun guy.
Well, then put him on your list.
He's on my list.
All right.
Tom's on my list.
Thanks, guys.
Nice
you're going, Tom.
Hell yeah.
Don't embarrass Ralph, Tom.
It's so funny. There are single guys out there dying to go to this party who really have something to offer a woman and are looking for a relationship. Not in the party. This guy's making it.
Look, our parties are not about relationships. Let's face it. They're just not.
All right. Let's give some time to Alma. She's on line 2. Let's see if we can get another woman on the list. Kevin and Bean singles party is tonight. Hi, Alma. Welcome to the show.
Can't put her on. They're still talking to her in the other room. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Now I can. Alma, hi.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I'm 28. Have my bachelor's in business administration, but I'm currently working as a secretary for a school district.
Okay.
I like traveling, playing the bass, just having a good time.
Wait, did you say
plays the bass?
Playing the bass?
Are you in a band?
No, I just play on my own.
You're a solo bassist?
Well, I'm actually right now, yeah.
Are you a bass in real life or just Guitar Hero?
No, real life.
Okay.
I have my Fender.
You have your Fender bass? Wow.
Huh,
can you play one of those big-ass stand-up basses? One of those Stray Cats? Boom, 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 boom.
No, not yet.
Oh, I love those.
But right now it's an electric guitar.
I think if we let Alma in, we're going to have her bring the bass, though. You know, she gets to
rock
play along
out a bass solo.
Omar can pick a good song with a good bass line, and then he'll stop it, and she'll just go crazy.
There we go.
That's my view of how things will go.
That's Kevin's little fantasy.
That's right. I like Alma, I think.
I'm not getting a huge hit of
what do you
energy.
Look like?
She
put me to sleep,
she did
frankly.
Start slowly.
I didn't know I was going to be on the line. That's why they just kind of threw me under.
So you were surprised when you dialed the number for the radio station and we picked up that then we talked to you?
No, I was surprised when I heard Kevin talking to me.
Oh, I see.
All right.
What do you look like, Alma?
I'm 5'2",
Are you standing outside a taco truck?
No, you know what it is? I think her phone ringtone is My Car by Here in My Car. What song is that?
Gary Newman.
Yeah. Cars? Is that true?
No. Oh. That was my alarm going off right now.
Your alarm going off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're 5'2", and?
You're 5'2", and?
Oh, dear God. 5'2", Hispanic. Yeah. Brown eyes.
Hey, Alma, do me a personal favor, would you? Let me hear what it sounds like when your phone hangs up.
Oh,
I want to hear what that sounds
like. You don't have to be
neat. Look, just ask it.
Here's what Bean meant to say. You're the best, but we're all full up. That's what he meant to say.
Yeah. Sorry, Alma.
So,
thank you, though. Appreciate
it's not that. You, it's us.
Can we go to line 5?
Sure.
This is Jason, who plays kickball with Miss Cleo and sent me an email yesterday, and mm-hmm. I don't have a list, so I couldn't do anything for him, but he sounded... His email was pretty fun.
All right, Jason, hi.
How's it going?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Lisa May.
He's 5'10", athletic, plays kickball.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
Do you like any men's sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get baseball together. My friends all back out at the last minute. And kickball is all about the drinking afterwards anyway.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
So you play in the league with our own Miss Cleo?
I do.
And what's it like to see her run?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's slow motion. It's Baywatch.
Yeah. I have a problem in that if he had anything to offer at all or was attractive, Miss Cleo, who's single and looking, would be dating him already.
Well, oh, he true. Doesn't really know her. He's met her a couple of times.
You know why? Because she doesn't go to her own league.
That's
true.
That's why.
She rarely attends her own games that she's captain of the team.
Jason, what do you do?
I'm an elevator mechanic.
You're an elderly mechanic? You fix old
elevator.
People?
Elevator.
Oh, I heard elderly too. I was very confused.
All right, I think let's put him on hold and you know finish up and make sure, and then we can decide after that.
All right.
I'd like to talk with one more person. That's Paul, and see if he's got something to offer. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about why you need to come Friday night tonight. Sorry.
I need to go because I have great weed and I'm a badass dancer.
You're a badass dancer.
Those are two attributes that will be popular at the party, I'll tell you that.
What kind of dancing do you specialize in? You a break dancer?
Oh, dude, country dancing. Whatever.
That's our party.
Yeah. Whatever.
Country
whatever.
Really, you lead with country dancing?
He doesn't just lead with it. It's the only kind he mentioned.
My list is full up. So if Omar pulls out the boot scootin' boogie, you're the man to go to, right?
Yeah.
Other than that.
Also,
all right, it looks to me like Jason's coming to the party, you guys.
Also,
congratulations, kickballer Jason.
Way to go, Jason. It turns out you're on the list. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right.
Game of attrition.
We'll see you tonight. Thank you.
Madden 10 is out as of today. Michael Vick, what do you think?
Football don't even matter.
Oh,
how are you going to come with a game like that? EA Senior Product Manager Anthony Stevenson is on the phone with us to tell us what's new in this year's edition. Anthony, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I need to check my brain right now.
Yeah.
I know it's a big day for you, and I'm sure you've been working very hard toward this. It's so interesting to me, the way you guys work, that every year you manage to come up with so many new tweaks for the game because, I'm sure you had to have the programs written for this months ago, so it didn't really give you all that much time to work on it.
Yeah, I mean, we basically, from the moment we put down the current year's game, so when we finished 09, we immediately started on 10. So they get a full 365 days to get the features in, and it's a two-way communication between us and our fans and our community. John Madden himself has some say, so it's enough time for us to really make a lot of changes to the game that we think people will like.
Now things happen quickly in the NFL, and last year it was the whole Brett Favre thing. And
right.
What do you do? He's not playing, in the same team anymore. And then you guys had a downloadable jersey so that you could put him on the Jets. And what are you doing with Michael Vick? Did you see you could see this coming? You knew he might play, but you didn't know where by then, right?
You know, it's funny. We were we released a statement yesterday because we get that question all the time.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, look, Michael Vick hasn't been playing for 2 years. He's not part of the NFLPA. He's not under contract, so he's not going to be in the game. And we're all out last night watching the Monday Night Football game and some of our programming that we had for launch as the game came out at midnight. So it was the Steelers and Cardinals who are the teams of our two cover athletes. So we're all sitting there relaxing, having a beer, feeling good. And then comes Chris Mortensen. Michael Vick has signed with the Eagles. And then it's like, oh, God, I got to go home.
Here we go.
I got to get up early.
Time to write a patch.
So we're dealing with it now. I mean, obviously, he's under contract, so we will. We're having meetings internally this morning, and we will figure out what the next step is, and we'll announce it to all the fans.
Anthony, does it make any difference to you guys at EA that John Madden has retired and isn't in the booth anymore?
It's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because he has more time to spend with the game.
Right.
It's a curse because he has more time to spend with the game.
Ah.
John is the most knowledgeable person about football that I've ever known.
That has ever lived, by the way.
That has ever lived, basically, yeah. Right? I mean, I when we first approached him about doing Madden football, this is our 21st year, so you know, Madden's legal, I guess you could say. And we approached him and said, hey, you know, we got this idea for a 7-on-7 football game. And he basically said, no way. I don't want to talk to you guys until you come to me with 11-on-11, true authentic football. And at that time, I mean, you know, our guys didn't have hands. They didn't have eyes. I mean, that was a big deal. But he really sort of set the bar for what authenticity meant and what it's in the game, what that mantra would become.
Right.
And so he's very, very involved in making sure that our game is authentic as possible and as good of a teaching tool as it can possibly be for kids.
Speaking of which, I was reading about this year's release, Madden NFL 10, and there's a lot of new stuff, including single-digit helmet numbers, which I didn't know was difficult or wasn't being done. Super Bowl patches, team-colored gloves, but what is a dynamic player towel? What does that mean?
These are all tertiary features. These are what I like to call hardcore features that our hardcore fans really it appeals to them. But no, what that is that just means that you've got the towels and they've got physics to it, so they move with the player. They're swaying back and forth. But those are just kind of details that we like to put into, you know, everybody's team. Every team is somebody's favorite team. Every player is somebody's favorite
right.
player. So those are things that we try to do above and beyond our core features every year to make people happy.
And what about the stadiums? You've updated some stadiums as well, right?
Yeah, well, obviously the new Dallas Stadium, the most expensive building probably ever built, as Jerry Jones would only have it. So we were there kind of at the ground floor taking pictures and getting infrared maps of what the stadium was going to look like. And so that was a really cool experience, and it looks amazing in the game. But we also have unique stadium exteriors. And like I said, every stadium is somebody's home stadium.
Right,
you want to make it as accurate as possible. So you got Bears fans, you know, taking down hot dogs after hot dogs and beer and playing cornhole outside of Soldier Field, and you've got the Patriots fans taking pictures, and so it's really special, and it's very tailored to each stadium experience.
I only know one explanation for cornhole, and it's not.
I'm a little nervous about that one too.
I forgot you guys are West Coast,
and I'm guessing it's not what you think.
What are they doing in Chicago outside the stadium?
It's cold. It gets really cold, man. It gets
right.
cold.
So what is that?
Bags. Have you heard of bags?
Yes.
It's bags.
Wait, cornhole?
Cornhole is bags. It was invented as cornhole. Like, there's a whole. It's like an Olympic sport, practically.
I only have one definition of bags as well.
I thought playing cornhole was what Michael Vick's been doing for the last 2 years before he got.
Oh no! All right, but forgive our ignorance. What do they do with the bags?
Think of it like horseshoes, right? So there's two teams. You're standing like 30 feet apart, and it's like this wedge that's on the ground, and it's got a hole in the top. I know this is sounding bad.
No,
it's got a hole in the top.
It's actually sounding quite good.
You're throwing the beanbag onto the platform, and if you land it on the platform, you get a point. If it goes in the hole, you get 3 points.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You guys have too much time working on Madden 10 if you've figured out a way to incorporate that into the game. Come on. The Madden NFL 10, by the way, went on sale at midnight tonight for all mm-hmm. platforms, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, the Wii. You know, it's everything you love and more each year. And the Madden NFL 10 Pigskin Pro-Am game is going to be on VH1 on August the 15th if you want to see that. And I guess Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, a bunch of the retired players are in there with a bunch of celebrities.
It was a blast. We did it in Malibu, actually, right out of Malibu Bluffs by Pepperdine. And we had Montana and Rice on the same team since for the first time since their Niner days.
Wow.
We had the brothers from different mothers, Dion and Barry Sanders, were there.
Sure.
These guys are going up against the guys from Entourage. So we had Piven and Kevin Dillon. We had Sam Trammell from True Blood. So it was just kind of a who's who NFL past and present and some celebs. And it was a good time.
Maria Menounos is also
there. Oh, I love Maria Menounos.
Believe me, like I didn't already see the clips of her catching that touchdown pass, by the way.
She's in the game. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Anthony, we're out of time. We look forward every single year to talking to you. And, of course, Kevin is required by his kids to bring home Madden 10 or don't come home this weekend, because I know they're excited about it too. But good luck with the game, and thanks a lot for coming on. Always good to catch up with you.
Appreciate the time, guys. Take care.
Thank you, man. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
My very special guest star, Matt Money Smith.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hey! Woo! 570 AM Sports Talk Radio. Woo! Flagship station of the Fox Broadcasting System.
Sure.
Talk some football, brother. I just spit on your oatmeal.
Yes, you did. Thanks so much.
Before we get to football, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? In another episode of one of my favorite reality shows, John and Kate Plus Hate.
Hate.
The cops were called to the Gosselin house Thursday night.
That family is imploding.
Apparently, John and Kate got into a heated argument, and the cops had to be called.
Oh, my God.
I hope that makes the show.
Me too. Thing is, Kate showed up at the house unexpectedly because it was John's scheduled time to be with their 8 kids.
Right. Yeah.
And she couldn't get in. He wouldn't let her in. And she got upset and screaming commenced. And then the police had to show up to settle things down.
Awesome.
Reportedly, the hair police showed up later.
Yeah.
to give Kate a citation on that party in the front business in the back look she's rocking these days.
I don't know
who told her that's a good look, but thing is, other women are starting to emulate it now.
Oh, no.
It's like these long bangs that hang in the front. Yeah. Have you seen this hair?
And then she's got a, like a reverse mullet.
It's a tellum.
To tell him?
Yeah, you reverse the mullet there. To tell him.
It's hideous.
Well, and she should be murdered for it.
That's good for the children to have the police show up to break their parents apart, right?
Look, kids love cops.
They
play cops
friendly.
And robbers. Exactly. They get to run the siren in the car and take a drive. It's all good.
Murder.
There we go. ABC has announced they are working on a remake of St. Elmo's Fire as a TV series.
I can see a new horizon.
Go, John.
something on the shore. Tammy Moyle took off her shirt and Ally Sheedy's kind of hot.
John Parr,
there you go. Nice.
The original movie starred Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy, and Mare Winningham. They were the Rat Pack, or the Brat Pack.
The Brat Pack.
The show was about friends who had just graduated from Georgetown University and had a lot of soul searching because they didn't know what they were going to do with their lives, man.
Mm.
So there will be a brand new cast of 6 young friends hanging out at St. Elmo's Bar and Grill, and the TV series will start next fall, they're speculating.
Can you imagine the D-bags are going to hire to be that cast?
I know.
So, who's going to be the Andrew McCarthy character? I mean, as they try to recast
I think
that.
Andrew McCarthy would like the role.
Yeah, probably would.
He's been hurting for business.
Not interested!
Are you interested in the new Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Jackie Earle Haley.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, most recently was Rorschach in The Watchmen. Mm-hmm. He's taken on the role of Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
And he said he took great pains to try to replicate the John Englund look for Freddy in the movie. 3.5 hours per day in the makeup chair to look like Freddy.
Wow. Why are they not? It's Robert Englund, right?
Yeah,
Robert
Englund.
Oh, Bob.
Why are they not? Why is he not doing it? Seems like he's always up for those movies.
Yeah, not interested in him anymore. They want to go in a new direction.
Have there been like 15 of those?
Yeah.
Freddy's coming for you.
I still know that, man. That movie freaked me out.
That was a scare. The first couple were really scary.
Yeah.
Jackie said the makeup, though, paid off because after he got out of the chair, he was so frustrated and angry, he really felt like killing people.
Oh, good.
So that
make it realistic.
Exactly. Jerry O'Connell, one of our favorite actors here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Every time he comes in, he's such a nice guy.
He is.
He's not had the best projects in the world recently, but he's a really good guy. Of course, the husband of Rebecca Romijn.
Oh.
He's decided that maybe acting isn't going to be his life plan forever.
Is that right?
He just enrolled at Southwestern Law School here in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
Why?
And we'll start classes next week.
Huh.
Going to be a lawyer, just in case. Just in case he wants to work something out.
Oh, JD, what? Huh? How about that, huh?
How about that?
What if they decide they want to put a Carpoolers reunion special on the air?
Well, he can negotiate his own deal if he's a lawyer.
Yeah, that'll be tough. It's going to happen soon, too,
they've released the lineup for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Yes?
Yeah! Rockcamp.com. If you want to book, camp gets underway November 17th through the 22nd here in Hollywood, California. Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger will be one of the camp counselors. As will Chicago drummer Danny Seraphine, Elliot Easton, guitarist for The Cars, John Anderson of Yes, Ace Frehley, guitarist for Kiss.
Yeah! Frehley's coming, brother!
Leading off, Meatloaf!
Loaf!
Wow.
The Loaf.
The Loaf.
The Loaf!
Sounds like my version of hell.
The Loaf.
The Loaf.
The Loaf.
He's the Loaf.
He is.
If there's a moment of pause in fantasy camp, do you just scream, the Loaf?
I think you do.
Things get moving again.
Loaf. You know, if he asks you to do something, you say, I will do anything for love.
Yeah.
I won't do that. That's what you tell him.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Meatloaf.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor-comedian Steve Martin celebrates his 64th birthday today. Have you ever seen The Jerk, Steve Martin's first film? Still, to this day, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Very, very funny.
S. Shinola.
S. Right.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
He hates these cans! Marcia Gay Harden is 50 years old today. Lakers legend Magic Johnson celebrates his 50th birthday.
He had such a good time sitting on the floor eating that bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's Magic reminiscing with his days with Michael Jackson, eating that chicken. Halle Berry's 43 years old today. Catherine Bell from JAG celebrates her 41st birthday. Mila Kunis from Family Guy and That 70s Show turns 26. Spencer Pratt is 26 years old. And our own DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan celebrates his birthday today. We want to wish him the best. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You're thinking, you're listening to Kevin and Bean Show this morning, you're thinking, that sounds like Alice in Chains, but how is that possible? I don't know that song. It's because it is brand new, first release from their brand new album coming the end of September. It is called Check My Brain, new Alice in Chains, and we're all big Jerry Cantrell fans here and very excited to say that he will join us Monday morning in our studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So we'll find out everything that's going on in the world. Oh, Alice in Chains Monday right here.
Somebody left that 45 out in the sun, man.
Yeah, sounds like a little bit warped, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, former sports guy at the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith.
Hey,
here,
yeah.
How are you, Money? What's
I'm
going
great.
On?
I'm great. It's
when
good
you
to be
go
back.
In the Hall of Fame, Money,
uh-huh.
will you go in as a member of the Kevin and Bean Show, or will you go Ooh. In as a man with your own show?
That's How a good feel? Question. You know, I think,
really, so
will
far,
I be part I of the Kevin and Bean wing if I go in as a, you know?
No, you'll be the only member of the Kevin and Bean Show.
I mean, your numbers really, you made your mark really as yeah, a sports guy in the Kevin and Bean
might
Show.
Be right.
I mean, you're doing well, but I'm just saying, I wonder what jersey you're going to hang.
Well, you know, what I would do? I'd probably go in on my own, but I'd have one of you guys induct me. You know,
that
Ralph,
fair.
I'd have you induct me.
That sounds fair.
All
right. Fair enough. All right.
Bridget. Take me back 12 hours. You're sitting in front of your TV watching the Patriots Eagles, and the announcement comes on that Michael Vick, former disgraced Atlanta Falcon, who has done his time for dogfighting, is now a member of the Eagles.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Big surprise. Big surprise.
They,
I did
they
not
weren't even in the conversation, weren't they?
Well, you know what? What we had realized is no one wanted to be in the conversation. They didn't want it to be leaked that they were all right with bringing this guy on if eventually he did not come on, because that doesn't benefit you at all. You still get in trouble with
so
the people that are chapped
heat?
That
right.
that you would even consider him. That's why you didn't really hear anyone say, yeah, we're totally fine with bringing
but
Michael
there was
the gun.
Some speculation in the media via different sources and stuff that certain teams were considering.
Yeah. You had heard about the Packers. And the Vikings and the Steelers were the one team that seemed to make the most sense. There was a connection. Tony Dungy, the former Bucs, Vikings, and of course won a Super Bowl with the Colts, has been his advisor. He's considered a man of God, a God-fearing man, one of the holiest people ever to grace the sidelines of the NFL, doesn't curse, you know, is a big proponent of making sure these young kids coming into the league get their heads on straight
right.
and deal with life issues. So he's been his mentor, and he's been his spiritual guidance. You know, he's kind of bouncing ideas off of Mike of what he needs to do, Mike doing that, vice versa. And he said, well, it worked out real well for him. No, this is since he came out of prison.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Since he came out of prison. And that's why all the speculation was the Steelers. Tony had a connection there. Mike Tomlin is a close friend of his. There's an assistant. See, the thing about Michael Vick is when you play the quarterback position, you know, and this is me stealing P stuff, but when you play the quarterback position, it's not just going out, getting your reps, and throwing the ball around. There's a ton of film. There's a ton of reading. You know, there's studies. There's so much that goes into that, that when you're in prison for 2 years and you're away from the game for 2 years, you can't just get signed and start playing.
Right,
and that's why when people say, does this mean the end of Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia? No, Michael Vick is not going to play quarterback this year. It's just it's not possible.
What
for
will
him
he
to
play?
He will play
running back.
He's what's called he will be what's called a satellite player, which means you can put him in a number of different places on a number of set plays to impact the game. He can return punts. He can return kickoffs. You can put him out there. There's a thing that really made it splash last year in the NFL is called the Wildcat formation. Miami essentially ran it more than any other team, yeah. And they won one of the toughest divisions in football, beating out the Patriots for the AFC East. So right. Essentially what that is just kind of go back 20 years and think about Nebraska football and Tommy Frazier, and to some degree it looks like the option. You know, mm-hmm. There's a running back that's taking a snap, and maybe he runs it. He might pitch it to another running back. In Michael Vick's case, he's one of the most lethal guys because he's got an arm
that can
throw the damn ball out the stadium.
Not to mention that he can really run well, too.
Yes. So that's what most people speculate, is there will be to some degree, Michael Vick package in Philadelphia of set plays, you know, 20, 30, however they may be.
To take advantage of his athleticism.
Yeah, that will just cause defenses nightmares because, right. You know, okay. Donovan McNabb can throw, Michael Vick can run out on patterns as a wide receiver. I mean, it really will be tough to defend.
That makes a lot of sense from a football standpoint. I don't think any of us doubt that he's a great player. What about the other side of the coin, in this case, the public relations for the Philadelphia Eagles?
It is a great question. The only thing that I can think of, and I'm not being a smartass here, is that Eagle fans are so violent that should anyone from PETA, if they're winning football games, yeah. Step foot on the premises and try to protest Michael Vick as a dog killer and a filthy human being, they'll be beaten to a pulp by Philadelphia fans.
That's why this is a win-win for me, because not only does the team that I root for get a talented player, but this really pisses PETA off.
Really?
So it's a double blessing for me.
Yeah, today. I mean, they will beat those PETA people within an inch of their life if they show up with, you know, dog carcass and throw them on the windshields of cars trying to get their VIP parking.
Look, I know what he did was reprehensible.
Am I the only
person that thinks 18 months in jail, that's a pretty good price to pay, and now let's move on?
I think it had to do with what will the outrage be.
What
are the consequences for the NFL as a business entity should we allow Michael Vick to play football
again?
But my
question is,
But you're talking from a legal standpoint, I think.
I think just from advertisers, from outrage, will it affect us adversely? And that's kind of what they had to get their head around.
But here's the thing. It's not a company that's thinking about hiring Michael Vick as an elementary school teacher. He doesn't get a job in a vet's office.
Sure.
You know, he's a guy who only has to get a piece of leather 100 yards, of course, a piece of grass, you know. He's not shaping young lives. He's not affecting people's minds. He's just an athlete. He's just an entertainer, basically.
But what I'm saying is I don't understand the outrage. Like, I don't get it.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Let me say this because you're talking about he has absolutely paid his due and he is free and clear to work. I don't have any problem with that because he served the time for the crime he was committed.
Right.
But I think what a lot of people have trouble with is getting past the – respect any kind of respect or acceptance for a guy who could do things so heinous, not just illegal, but I mean to voluntarily and by some accounts with some yucks about it, to electrocute a dog or to drown a dog or to hang a dog. I mean, the type of person that can do that is not someone that a lot of people are comfortable welcoming back into society. Even though legally he has a right to, it's hard to get past some of those things because it's not just – it's not just a regular crime.
Well, what do those people suggest we do? He should be put on an island?
What happens with the NFL is when you allow that element back into the league, what you may open up is exposés on, is this a league full of violent felons? You have Michael Vick, the dog killer. You have Dante Stallworth, who killed a man while under the influence. You have Leonard Little playing in the league, who killed a woman.
Right.
And I think that's what you worry about, is does this now cause all these national news magazines to talk about our most popular sport in this country harboring, you know, fugitives and criminals. Eventually, time, distance, people will get past this. But, you know, I
can't feel for the NFL if they're worried about being examined about the violence that their team members
may perpetrate because it's a brutally violent game that is built on violence.
You're
that's
absolutely
why people
right.
like it.
You're
you know?
Absolutely right.
And Philadelphia makes great sense because everyone in the stands has done worse things than Michael
Exactly.
Every single
so.
Person has
enormously
more skeletons.
Violent.
They have great fan base.
I've never met an Eagles fan that's not a dick. I can honestly tell you that.
All right, before we break and move on to other topics with Matt Money Smith on the Kevin Bean Show, let's hear a little bit of what the interview will sound like this Sunday night on 60 Minutes. James Brown, who's with CBS Sports, of course, an excellent football analyst, is the one who did the interview with Michael Vick. Here's a little bit of that.
And the operation, Michael, that you pleaded guilty to bankrolling, to being a part of, engaged in barbarous treatment of the animals, beating them, shooting them, electrocuting them, drowning them. Horrific things, Michael. What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
It was wrong, JB. And, you know, I feel tremendous hurt behind what happened. And, you know, I should have took the initiative to stop it all, you know, and I didn't. I didn't step up. I wasn't the leader.
So for the cynics who would say, you know what, I don't know, Michael Vick might be more concerned about the fact that his career was hurt than dogs were hurt.
I mean, football don't even matter.
That's what you want to hear from your
right.
new player, Ralph. Football
yeah.
don't matter.
I think he's saying it doesn't matter in comparison to the
no,
crimes he may
I
have committed.
Anyway,
the
more of that
stealing money from the Eagles, Michael Vick.
More about the dogs.
It is the dogs. What about
the
dogs?
The rehabilitation tour continues. You can see that interview on 60 Minutes. We'll take a quick break. We got a lot of other stuff, including how money is still a fan of fantasy football. How is that possible? Even more than the Michael Vick.
What about
thing,
the
right?
dogs? What about the dogs?
We'll talk about that when we return.
Talk about the dogs.
Nice. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 726.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph has the movie beat for you later on. And also next hour, we'll talk to the best human in the world ever, Mr. Skin. He has a list out, guys, of the top 10 nude movie scenes of all time. So that'll be coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First,
Kathy
though, it's
Bates
interesting.
And about Schmidt?
Yes.
Harvey Keitel,
number four.
And Bad Lieutenant?
Number six.
I'll tell you, The Hunger with Catherine Deneuve and Susan Sarandon playing vampire lesbians naked, going rolling around on a bed. That better
That's
be up in there.
I'm going to see
that.
Oh, no. There's a couple that are off the list. I got a bonus.
It's a very controversial
Chloe
list.
Chloe Sevigny in Gummo?
That's a reference.
What just happened? Wow. How about Chloe Sevigny and the Brown Bunny, if you guys ever saw that, by the way?
I never
All right.
Or the Brown Starfish.
It's interesting that Ralph
I don't
and
even know
for,
what that is.
Former sports guy Money are yucking it up because secretly Ralph wants to kill Money. He wants to actually kill him before he leaves the building
what the
here
hell?
Today.
Yeah. Why is that?
It's like the Civil War, brother against brother here. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Blue versus gray.
Yeah.
Money, fantasy football
yes.
is back.
Fantasy football. Very popular.
We had a guy on the show the other day who has set up some sort of a deal in Las Vegas where you go and you get into parties and I don't know. They're really doing it up as
draft,
if it matters.
Draft weekend.
It's a
draft
super draft.
Draft. Super draft
right.
weekend
super
in
draft,
Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, some guys do it in Vegas. Some do it at strip clubs, their local bar. You know, they really make
Look
it to
us.
Do.
We're manly.
Big to do.
Yeah.
But
we have teams. We have teams in the NFL.
I'm a general manager, brother.
They're pretending that it's meaningful in that – People like it. What's up with that?
Well,
let me ask this before.
Yes.
I always thought it was for people who didn't have a team. That
the
way,
only excuse for it.
That way
like
you
Like in
would,
L.A. where we are, we have no football team.
Well, no,
so.
But you have a team. You have the Chicago Bears.
I love the Chicago Bears.
Okay,
yeah.
So people who have a team can't do fantasy football because then you're rooting for other players. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think because you have so few games in the NFL, you know, it's time. While it spends, you know, 4 months here
what,
in your 15, life.
16 games?
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah. I think you want to try to maximize that experience as much as possible, which is why these red zone channels, the 9 games at once.
Love that.
You
right?
know, all of that. You just try to soak right. in as much as you can.
Watch as much football as you
once
can.
Once it's gone, you
Watch
start missing
real
it.
Teams play
right.
football. That's what I'm saying. Watch as many real teams
but,
as you can.
As you all know, if you don't have a rooting interest, as exciting as the game is, mine might start meandering a little bit. Do I really want to watch the Texans, Titans? I got other stuff to do. But when you play fantasy, you now have, to some degree, a whole bunch of games that you are invested in and that you want to follow and you are as committed to as maybe the team that you choose to root
when
for.
When one of your players...
So it enhances your football experience.
No. If you have a team that you're rooting for, then that's what you follow all season long. You follow the machinations of what's happening with your team.
But imagine...
And the hated rivals of your team.
Imagine after the Eagles are done beating the crap out of the Redskins and you're at the Shack and you're seven beers and six packs of Tasty Cakes into the morning, you have an opportunity to watch your running back, the old Frank Gore from the San Francisco 49ers, and your quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck of the Seahawks, go at it and enjoy yourself. You know, you're invested in that game now.
No, but what if I want to get Clinton Portis as my running back
fantasy
team?
See, that's
team.
A great idea, because I think
it's
Portis is wildly...
Idea.
Oh, I thought you
because
were asking me about
Because I can't
ask
the
Clinton
Redskins and root for Clinton Portis that day.
That's my point, is don't you have a lot of...
I want him to break a leg.
Don't you have a lot of members that you've drafted that are on your team's enemy list?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Do you avoid that?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I guess it's...
you can't serve two masters, money.
That's right.
You know, it's the old, I want to see him do well personally, but I want the team to lose.
No!
You know?
You want him to get shot from a high-powered hunting rifle somewhere high in the stadium.
No, I think that fantasy football is for, and you guys know, I'm a stat dork. I like numbers. I always have, and I think that's what else goes into it. What
yeah, enjoy your carry, stats. So. Enjoy your stats. You don't need to
manufacture
some strange fantasy land where if you throw a six, you get magical powers, and
there's
then
no 12-sided dice.
You get your
I'm not a cleric.
You get your staff.
Lisa's not a thief.
You and Gandalf.
I don't have a
pube
stash. This beard is dense.
let me ask a question specifically for you, Money.
Yes.
Doesn't a little part of the Chicago Bears fan in you, a guy who's loved that team since he was a little boy, doesn't a little piece of him die every time you root for the Vikings or the Packers?
Well,
that's
no,
a great
because
question.
I don't think you're. You do separate. You really do separate, and you're not cheering for a team as just
then
stupid
you're not a real
and
fan.
Asinine
then
as that
you're
sounds.
You're not a real fan, then.
You just cheer for individual plays. You know, basically, you're MFing the screen when your guy gets, you know, when Adrian Peterson runs off the field and Chester Taylor comes in, you're freaking out and losing your mind, and you want the Vikings, as a matter of fact, to implode and Chester Taylor's head to fall off so AP can come back in. It really is a strange sense of fandom when you do invest in fantasy football. And I understand, as a dedicated fan of a team, it does put you in some interesting predicaments, but it is a fun way to follow football and does allow your knowledge of the game to really expand.
Define fun.
There's money involved. You can win a giant cash prize at the end of the season.
Betting is good.
If you only could bet on games otherwise, if there was only some other way you could bet on football.
I'll tell you want to look into that. I bet there's that's a good business idea right there.
Fantasy is the only way you can bet on football games.
But see, then, does that mean if I decide that the Packers, you know, lay in six against the Jaguars in Lambeau is a good bet? Can I not bet on the Packers because I hate the Packers as a Bears fan, and I'm not allowed to bet on that game, even though I find it to be a great money-making adventure.
But at least that game is really happening in the world.
It's not like a game, though. It's a competition.
Oh, the guys are calling them, I'm the commissioner of my league. Oh, I'm the general manager. I did well in the draft. Do you have fantasy training camps? You guys run fantasy drills?
You do, yeah. You really got to get those thumbs working. You know, you got to understand how to beat the waiver wire the second that thing opens.
You know, to pick up that dude after week one.
Yes. I've heard the evidence from both sides, and I'm sorry, I have to make a ruling. I have to make a ruling for Mr. Garmin in this case. I'm sorry.
You
have been denied Matt Money Smith.
Look, I know that you've got to work with him every day. How can I be ruled against when freaking fantasy football pulls in $10 billion a year?
Yeah. Well,
I have the great American majority.
$10 billion a year, too. So what?
Tyler Perry movies are number one every time they open at the box office.
You communists. You can take off your shirts and you can hang out with Putin, all right? I'm hanging with Toby Keith, fantasy football in America.
All right, this is from Ralph to you, Money.
Rape.
All right.
Yeah, just there you go.
All right. We have to take a break. We want to talk about which professional athlete has the swine flu, and I want to know what Money thinks about golf being in the 2016 Olympics. We'll handle all that when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. Matt Money Smith is here, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, now a nationally syndicated sports host. Hey, I know that we only have a few minutes left here with you, Money, but when I heard yesterday that they were serious about maybe putting golf in the 2006 Summer Olympics, I thought,
well, that's different. What's your reaction?
I think because it is an international sport, you know, the fourth major of the golf season is going on right now, the PGA Championship. You look at the leaderboard and you have Tiger Woods, America, Patrick Harrington, Ireland, Vijay Singh, Fiji, Robert Allenby, Australia. Kyrgios is up there. He's from Spain. So I think that's, you know, in the spirit of the Olympics, when you have, you know, representatives and quality representatives from so many different nations, it does make it compelling.
Doesn't that make it sound like golf is a sport, though, if you start putting in the Olympics?
Well, I mean, you know, think about some of the other stuff the Olympics has. The biathlon.
The speed walking has to go.
I mean, that is the thing with the Olympics. I think whenever you can find balance, and that's why they booted softball, you know, is just America crushed everyone every single Olympics, and it was, well, what's the point? So I think when you do have, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, international competition is different than the PGA, is different than the European Tour, and it would be interesting to see if the most dominant player of his generation, Tiger Woods, could maybe fall in that, you know, and how much more important is the Olympics than the Masters or the British or whatever it may be. I would be very excited about it. I think it would end up being a good watch.
Tiger says he doesn't even know if he'll still be competing when that 2016s come around, though. He'll be 40 years old. He may be retired.
Yeah,
by
he makes $100 million dollars a year, you know, when you combine everything together. I guess he doesn't have to. But I mean, how could you say no? You know, think about Jack and when he won his last major. He was 46 years old. So you would assume, you know, that's the thing about golf. It's a sport you can play forever.
It's not a sport.
Or an activity you can play forever.
You can
forever.
Be old and fat and play.
Yeah, they're talking about putting in a sport where you don't even have to sweat to participate. That should not be an Olympic sport. I would
venture, you know, if it were in a high humidity climate and you got to walk those 3.5 miles, you very well might break a couple drops.
All right, let's change gears. Let's update on the soccer front because Landon Donovan, who was just a tremendous guest on this program last week on the Kevin
Show. He's the best.
Terrific guy and a great, great player. I mean, really one of the world-class American players, respected around the world. He's got the swine flu.
Yeah.
Now that can't be good, right?
Yeah, I'm going to guess not good for the Tourism Board of Mexico. You know, trying to kind of get everybody past that whole swine flu thing. Although, you know, to some degree, if you really want to kind of push the people on going to the Acapulco or the Stapa, you just say, hey, look, you know, Landon got pelted with cups that were filled with urine and puke. So, you know, it's exposure to the swine flu, you know, much more than yours would be.
A lot of people don't realize that, but they did play, the USA did play Mexico on Wednesday in soccer in Mexico City. And he was taking a corner kick and they were throwing cups at him. And I thought it was soda. I didn't realize it was pee.
You thought it was like Jaritos? It was like limon or something?
I figured they were throwing everything. They just were throwing whatever they had at them.
No. Apparently, they take great time and great pleasure in mixing those concoctions to have a perfect balance of vomit and pee.
That seems not right.
And that's what they do down there.
People
are so outraged. It's like, well, that's what they do.
But they don't have stadium security pulling you out of the stands like they do in Chicago when the guy threw the drink the other day, right?
I'll tell you what, man. You're in that stadium, Azteca Stadium, and there's 100,000 dudes doing all this. You're not pulling them out. Hell, you join them before you throw them out.
But I heard that he did not catch the swine flu in Mexico. He actually took the swine flu to Mexico.
Yeah,
he caught it in Massachusetts or something.
I think that's my guess is that sort of international cooperation. You know, help out your southern neighbors.
We'll take this one.
Hey, well, how about our southern neighbors don't throw pee at us? How about that for a trade off?
You guys hate Massachusetts anyway, freaking liberals. Just say you caught it up in Boston.
Have the fans made up with David Beckham is all good there.
Look, this is what I would say. For the idiots that are screaming and yelling at David Beckham and telling him what a loser he is, just get over it.
That's what I think.
You ought to be thankful someone that is that talented is willing to play soccer in the United States, and you cannot fault him for wanting to stay with one of the best soccer clubs in all the world of AC Milan when the Galaxy is Beckham, Landon Donovan, and a bunch of dudes, you know, that do not play very well.
It is better to have a half a season with Beckham than none, but
it's great to have him here.
I can understand that the first game, I can understand that they were upset that it took too long for him to join him on the team, blah, blah, blah. But after that, really, you're an a-hole now. If you saw the Barcelona game, for example, the friendly, the free kick that he hit, there's no one better at that.
Why would you not want to watch that?
It's unbelievable.
Why would you not want that guy here playing football in America for your team in Los Angeles? The problem is it's a sliver of idiots there at the Galaxy
group.
Game called the Riot Squad. They're you know, and whatever. Look, they're dedicated. They love their team. That's great, but get over it. You know, it's David Beckham. It's AC Milan. If the guy wants to stay and play at the highest level and try to impress upon the people of England that he still belongs in the national team, Give it to them. There's Let them have it.
I'm guessing there's not one of those people that wouldn't do the same thing if they had the option.
Well, their issue is, you know, they sell all these Beckham jerseys. He barely plays any matches. You know, they want a little bit more,
from the
dude.
Don't buy him.
Yeah, well,
they don't have to buy him.
Don't boo him. Enjoy him while he's here because it's not going to last forever.
I agree.
All right, last question, and then we really are
Where's
out of time.
Where's my money? That's the last question.
How confident are you to see the Angels and the Dodgers this year go a little deeper into the postseason?
I think it's very exciting for the city of Los Angeles. There's no doubt. There are concerns on both sides, and both revolve around pitching. You know, the idea that, you know, while the Angels do have a legitimate number one guy in John Lackey that you feel great about when he takes them on, they're going to get that win. Their bully has been a little, as of late, you know, Fuentes, I've never been crazy about him. But and he's struggled a little bit. Behind Lackey, you really don't have anyone. And same goes with the Dodgers. They didn't have that number one guy. Everyone's kind of shaky. So that's postseason baseball, is having, you know, Cole Hamels, who just destroyed them from the Phillies last year in the championship series and went on to help the Phillies win the World Series. They don't have that guy. So that's the only concern.
I'd like to suggest that being deflected the question of where's my money.
He did. He did every year. And I offer, remember, guys, last time or two, might have been twice, two times ago that I was here, I suggested to Bean, with the Mariners up a couple games in the division on the Angels, I'll take five credits.
$5 instead
take,
of,
yeah, of,
five
the, of the 100 credits right. that you would owe me at the end of the year. Why don't you just give me five now and we'll call it a season?
Not that we would actually bet real cash because that would be illegal, but if we did, I would be down about $700 to that over the last seven
seasons.
And I'll
tell you, you talk about a collection of credits I've had from Beans, $2 bills, $1 bills, rolls of pennies. Yeah. I mean, you name it. I pretty much got it all. It's my mountain of Bean cash in the corner of my house.
He does pay in the most annoying way possible.
Sure does. So,
well, this year it's going to be pesos.
Trying to look, save the post office.
The Mariners are 9.5 back, but they still have, 48 games to go. So we could make it.
Yeah,
dude.
Which
I'm not
means by the end of
yet.
The season, they'll be 18.5 back.
I can't hear you. We're breaking up. All right. Matt Money Smith, nationally syndicated sports host. You can hear him afternoons if you're in Los Angeles on AM 570 with our friend Petros. Thanks for coming in, dude. Good to see you.
Absolutely.
I'm very interested to hear what our next guest has to say coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Abid Show. The top 10 nude movie scenes of all time from our friend Mr. Skin on the way. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
You need to read the Heidi Montag Spencer Pratt Playboy interview.
All right.
It goes along with her photo spread in this month's Playboy. It is magical.
Tell me some more about
it. If you think you hated them before, if you think they were deluded before, wait till you read the things that come out of their mouths.
But don't you think they're just saying things for this reaction? They can't mean
they're
half
too stupid
of what they
to do. That. They're just too
stupid. Yeah, I
don't
think
do
they
that.
Could be this calculated.
You think it's real?
I don't think this could be this entertaining on purpose.
But I don't think they could be this bad. I don't think that's possible.
I think he knows what he does.
I think he's as dumb as the chair I'm sitting on. Does this mean that I have to support Playboy for putting Heidi Montag on the cover and not showing us any nip or anything like that?
No.
I mean, because I don't know if I...
Well, I think you can get the interview on online, so you can just pick it up if you'd rather do it that way.
Let's do that.
There you go. Yeah. Heidi says, I wouldn't be different regarding her perception of how she behaved on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I have cameras on me 24/7, and I love it. I want it. I can't help being who I am. I laugh so hard when I read, oh, they're the fakest couple on the planet. This is really us. Who would volunteer that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's magical. I don't have time to read a lot of it, but if you can get your hands on it online, it's pretty spectacular. I think Playboy.com, you can get the interview there, so... Check it out.
Spencer, by the way, the world's greatest lover, too. You'll find out.
Oh, 20 to 30 orgasms a day he gives her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A day.
A day.
That's his job, huh?
That's his job.
He and Will Chamberlain.
Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes.
And Jay Farrar of Sunvolt have teamed up for the soundtrack to do a documentary about the legendary beat writer, author of On the Road. Kevin, you know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
Who wrote On the Road?
John.
Kerouac.
Oh, what? Kerouac.
Jack Kerouac.
Kerouac.
That's right.
I listen, I pay attention.
Rob, wait a minute. In my defense, you haven't always been so knowledgeable about legendary beat writer Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, I was surprised it came to me as well.
Shall we go to the tape, Rob? Is that what you're suggesting?
Can we hear a little of the tape when we talked about this novel before?
In the spirit of adventure and in the shadow of Jack Kerouac and the American Road... Who is that?
Jack Kerouac.
No one, don't worry about it.
Who's Kerouac? I don't know who this is. Why is this funny?
Have you ever heard of a book called On the Road?
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, kind of.
Kerouac? Is that what that was? Fail!
See, Kevin, epic fail. Kevin learns. They have written and recorded 12 songs for the movie. The documentary is called One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Kerouac's Big Sur. And apparently it follows Jack's time in the Big Sur region of California, as you can imagine. It'll be out on October the 20th, and you can hear the new music from Ben and Jay then.
That's pretty great.
It is pretty cool. Two talented guys working together. Michael Jackson's white glove is hitting the auction block. Would you like to buy his white glove?
No.
Not just any glove. It's the glove.
No.
This is the glove.
We don't know where that glove is.
So this can replace my my baseball glove as the holder? Glove.
Yes. Apparently, Julianne's Auctions is the name of the auction house that will be auctioning off the left-handed Michael Jackson glove.
Ooh, a lefty.
That he wore while performing Billie Jean on the Motown 25th anniversary special in 1983, where he debuted his moonwalk, by the way. So it's
Does
a very famous glove.
Does it have one brown finger?
Oh!
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
You know, I heard an interesting fact about the glove, that he was actually getting those spots on his hands. You know, that, what do they call that skin disease where you
were? Vitiligo?
Impetigo.
Impetigo.
Alopecia.
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
That's why he put the glove on, because his skin was starting to get those pale spots on his hand, and he was embarrassed, and that's why he started wearing the glove.
AIDS.
Now think about this. Let's say you're a producer of pornography.
And they expect it to go for upwards of almost $1 million.
And imagine if you bought that glove, and that glove was to perform a certain act, you know, and it was just called like the glove, and you had a series of the glove, you know.
No
you
glove,
pay?
No love.
Yeah, you know, and that glove just did those acts, you know, and it'd be great, right?
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
You are some filthy people.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say.
People with a dirty mind that think like that.
New Weezer album finally has a release date, October the 27th. Mark your calendars.
Great news.
Can you still meet that dude in the parking lot in the van?
I'm going to go see if he's there. If I can buy for $5, I will.
There is no title track yet, or title listing, or title for the Weezer album. They're not really great about titling their albums.
A lot of times, just a color.
Yeah. So, October 27th, new songs have been premiered already at the Gisan Valley Rock Festival in South Korea.
That's
where they first played those. So, looking forward to new Weezer music. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Spencer Pratt. Speaking of Spencer, he is 26 years old today. Mila Kunis from That 70s Show and from Family Guy is also 26. Catherine Bell from JAG. 41. Whatever happened to Catherine Bell? What's she doing these days? Is that Jag still on?
I don't know.
Is this microphone still on? Is anyone listening?
Yes, but we don't know.
She's locked in my closet.
Halle Berry's 43. Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Of course, famous for his TGI Fridays and his movie theaters, but apparently he also used to play some basketball.
No, I'm a sports guy.
You would have heard about
that. Yeah, I didn't. I'm aware of that.
He is 50. Marcia Gay Harden is also 50. Steve Martin is 64. We decided Marcia Gay Harden has sort of gone on the other side of the house.
You think so?
A great actress. I'm not sure about the bell.
Do we have an X-ding sound effect?
We have like a Hall of Fame ding. We give like classic hotties, but I don't think Marcia was ever
really you
that
don't think,
level.
I
thought she was pretty at one time. Like Jim Pollock, and she played Ava Gardner in like a Frank Sinatra biopic. I thought she was hot then.
I'm just thinking, you know, if I'm at the Lowe's in Santa Monica or the Shutters or something, and it's getting a little late, and I got a couple Chardonnays in me, and Marcia kind of is hanging out.
But that's not what the bell's reserved.
Yeah, but I mean, I think she's at the level where, you know, maybe just a little bell.
The bell should be, you don't need any Chardonnays to want to go after that. That's what the bell represents.
Is it late? You know, is it the time where
that's
I would lay in bed?
For.
I mean, because maybe I don't need the Chardonnay, just, you know, that time of night.
I'm afraid we're going to have to bail the bell for Marcia Gay.
Lisa's right. with me.
Not a good day for you in terms of the burning
really?
Question results.
No threesome?
No.
Gay Harden?
No.
Damn.
You just like
Mike, you
just like the Gay Harden name. That's why you like her.
Gay Harden.
Yeah. And Steve Martin is 64 years old today. Omar Khan also celebrates his birthday. Our very own DJ.
DJ Omar Khan.
I'm Ralph Garman.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
Well, he's a terrorist, honey. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, let's talk to Mr. Skin, one of our heroes. Hi, Mr. Skin. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks. MrSkin.com is the website. We find it to be a skin valuable resource for all things nude, and you've done it again. And is there any particular reason why you wanted to do the top 10 nude scenes of all time right now,
yes,
Mr. Skin?
It's much bigger than this. It's the 10-year anniversary of MrSkin.com this week.
How about
all
that?
All right.
Yeah,
how
which
that?
I can't – when I think back, I just can't believe when I started this, it was me and one tech guy, and I think about what my expectations were then –
sure.
And what it's become, and it's like just in my wildest dreams, I'd never, you know, never thought that we'd have all these people working for us so that we get all the traffic or be in the movie Knocked Up. Like, couldn't even fathom it. I was just a guy that really loved nude scenes and movies and thought I could do better than what was currently out there.
Are you still skin-involved every single day with the business, or are you just mostly a mascot at this point?
Yeah, you know what? This is one business where I'm pretty integral to the thing here. Now, in the early days, you know, I wrote the reviews, I wrote the bios, I collected the scenes from the movies personally, but now obviously I have people that do that. But the actual, like, just the direction, you know, I want the company to go, voting on these lists, I mean, I have to be involved because that's, you know, I've committed my life to nudity, and you need me around to pick these lists.
Those of you that have never heard of Mr. Skin, he will tell you where the nudity is in every single movie by the minute. So
yes.
He'll say at the 59th minute you go in and you'll see this. It's quite exhaustive.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing. When I first, way back in the day, like in 97 and 98 in my hometown of Chicago, I was this freak that used to just go on the radio and people would just quiz me on actresses, and I just off the top of my head tell you where to find them nude, how far into the movie. I had nothing to promote. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a book. I was just this creepy guy that knew how to do this.
Right.
Well, thank God for the Internet, as they said in American Pie, because that kind of gave me the credibility. It made what I did into like a legitimate or semi-legitimate business, and now I could make a career out of this hobby of knowing all the nude scenes. So,
beautiful.
It's kind of a wild story.
You have created quite a debate, not only in our office this morning, but I'm sure all over America as people see the list because, you know, everybody has their favorites. Everybody has the ones they expect that are going to be on the list. We don't have time for all 10, unfortunately, today,
yeah,
Mr.
No
Skin,
problem.
But we'd like to kick off with number 5, and you count us down 5-1.
Yeah, great. And keep in mind, I looked at star power, quality of the nudity, and cultural impact. Are these scenes people have talked about or guys know when they're having a beer? So that type of thing.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Marissa Tomei. And Before the Devil Knows You're Dead came in at number 5. And this is a top 100 scene, which you could see at our site. So of the 100, greatest ever, Marissa Tomei in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And I will say this isn't the scene when she's with Philip Seymour Hoffman. No pasty white butt cheeks in this scene. This is Marissa Tomei walking in the kitchen naked. It's just mind-blowing.
You've talked about her on our show before, and the amazing thing about her is she's a huge star, either a double Oscar winner or one nominee and one win, yet she still has no problem getting naked in, it seems like, many of her movies.
And she's 42 years old here. She looks like she's 22. That's the amazing thing. It used to be Rene Russo and Thomas Crown Affair was my greatest over 40 nude scene of all time until Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. So,
and then that was
very good to write
out. Yeah. All right, that's 5.
Number 4 on the list is Jessica Biel in Powder Blue. A controversial decision because it's a 2009 movie, but we all wanted to see her naked, especially after I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, that movie.
Sure.
And here she plays a stripper, does a 3-minute strip tease upside down on a pole, pours candle wax on her breast. It is ridiculous. So Jessica Biel in Powder Blue is number 4.
And by the way, this is a perfect opportunity to reiterate the point. What's great about Mr. Skin telling you exactly where the nude scene is that's a horrible movie. You do not want to sit through Powder Blue, it's worth getting just for that 3 minutes.
You got it. And that happens, of course, guys, as you know, at the hour and 8-minute mark.
Sure. So, yeah, it's still us.
Right. Number 3 on the greatest, the top 100 nude scenes of all time, number 3 is the most famous nude scene of all time, Sharon Stone.
Right.
The Basic Instinct, the leg cross interrogation scene. Can you guys imagine an American mainstream actress in a blockbuster movie showing that part of her anatomy on purpose
no.
in a movie today? No way.
Not a chance.
It would never happen.
Except for Britney
way,
Spears, that's it. She's the only one who would do that.
Oh, yeah, you got one there.
Yeah.
But by the way, this movie is available on Blu-ray, which is 6 times the resolution of DVD. So that's all I'll say.
Is that better or worse then? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we had a big party in the Skin offices when that came in, so we had that at our website in Blu-ray.
It is funny, by the way. The legend that has built up around that scene, because didn't a few years after the movie came out, Sharon Stone was still claiming that she didn't know that it was going to be visible,
right,
that she thought it was going to be in shadow, and she was surprised and embarrassed. I mean, but that 2 seconds on screen just made her career.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the one thing I could say she didn't know was that Blu-ray would come out. So
yes.
You've got to give her that credit for that.
No kidding.
Number 2 on the list is the most famous actress in the world, Angelina Jolie. Believe it or not, this A-list star has been naked 13 times in her career.
God bless her.
Wow.
Yeah, and my favorite is Gia from 1998, where she walks completely naked down the hallway after a trice with Elizabeth Mitchell, who you might know from the TV show Lost. And Angelina Jolie is completely naked from the rear, and then you get a topless shot. And here you have the most famous woman in the world in great lighting. It was her breakthrough role. She became a huge star right after this. So number two in the greatest nude scenes, top 100, is Angelina Jolie and Gia.
All right.
And she gets extra points because she was so crazy in that movie, too, that you knew she would be a wild woman in bed.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Bisexual and very fun.
And
yeah.
Mr. Skid, I got to tell you, the honest truth is that if you didn't put number one at number one, I was going to burn the mother down.
Yep. Oh, that's fine. Okay. I have a credibility factor here, but this was my favorite nude scene when I launched the site in 99. It's my favorite nude scene 10 years later. Nothing's come to eclipse this. Phoebe Cates, Bath Times Original.
Of course.
51 minutes. And to give you an idea, I mean, talk about an iconic scene. What happens every time you're listening to the radio and the car's moving and stereo comes on? What do you think about?
Yep, absolutely.
You cannot help it.
No, we are helpless to that moment.
And it's also interesting. I mean, you're right. It's an iconic moment that we'll never forget. But in terms of sexuality, for instance, a very tame scene. I mean, it literally is just a woman taking off her bikini top. There's nothing below the waist. There's no sex going on. She's not with a guy. It's just her walking out of the pool.
You
can't forget it.
It's slow-mo.
Millions of guys were growing up like us in the 80s and the 90s. And, just this scene It just is something you just remember. You talk to it with your friends. It's been parodied. I mean, it is a famous and great scene by a beautiful actress who, by the way, has had one film credit in 15 years. She's just kind of like a housewife now, married to Kevin Kline in New York.
Do you also believe that because Judge Reinhold is doing what most of us are planning on doing when we watch that scene, actually on camera as it's happening, do you think that it gives it, a little bit more influence?
Oh, well, I always
skin influence.
I always wonder if he was more embarrassed that she walked in on him or that he was wearing that pirate suit.
Pirate suit is the easy answer on that one.
Well, it's so funny. When I saw that this list was coming out, even though it was inevitable that was going to be the number one on the list, I still couldn't wait to see the rest of them. And you say that we've looked at the top five here, but there's 100 on the list on the site?
Yeah, it goes 100 down to number one, and you could come to the site and check it out. And
beautiful.
When we released 20 through 11, we had 1,300 comments, and guys are passionate about their nude scenes.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of discussion going on, so we're getting a ton of feedback.
When you walk down the street, do people accost you and start yelling? How could you possibly put that person
in? I get emails and the message board guys keep telling me which ones I should or shouldn't put in, but there's no right answer, and you just got to pick what you think are the best, and the order could change for people, or I might have missed one that they thought should be in, but I think you'll be happy.
The right answer is to not read the message boards.
We have said for many years on this program that you are the greatest living American, Mr. Skin. Thank you very much for coming on again. MrSkin.com is the website. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thanks so much, guys.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show means one thing. Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Oh, big weekend at the movies. It's like 10 new movies in the theaters around Southland this
weekend.
And
some of them good.
And some of them are actually good,
How about that?
So there's a lot of new movies in theaters throughout this great United States of ours. We can't talk about all of them, so we'll just pick a few, highlight a couple of them, and let you know what's out there this weekend if you want to go see a new movie. Ponyo is out this weekend from Walt Disney Studios.
I've been waiting
for
Ponyo.
For the kids.
Oh.
This is a Japanese animation film by legendary director Hayao Miyazaki.
Good day.
They've recast it with an English-speaking voice cast, so everyone can enjoy it. Matt Damon, Liam Neeson, and Kate Blanchett star in the film. It's about a goldfish princess who longs to become a human and meets a 5-year-old boy, and they share a magical adventure together.
That old plot.
A girl who's half fish who wants to become a human.
Never heard of that.
I liked this movie. It was Little Mermaid. It's again the Japanese steal from us. You can check that out this weekend.
It's like Sunday morning all over again.
It sure is. Don't sleep in. That's all I got to tell you. Spread opens this weekend.
Ooh,
of course, we want to thank the folks at Spread for sponsoring our singles party this weekend. Spread stars Ashton Kutcher, Anne Heche, and Margarita Lavia. Ashton Kutcher plays a sexual grifter who uses his looks and his sexiness to basically sponge off of older women who need it.
money and apartments and
he
stuff.
He lives with them, and he gets cash, and they buy him things and stuff. So he's a gigolo, basically. It's one of them gigolos.
Is that a mix between a gigolo and a comedian?
No. All right. Anne Heche plays the older woman in this movie. Margarita LaViva is the woman that Ashton falls in love with, and then he's torn. Does he continue with this shallow sexual lifestyle, or does he try to pursue a real relationship with this younger girl that he falls in love with?
Shallow.
There's the rub. I hate to break this to you because, you know, it's not my way. I do have my pride. I have my style. I have my own unique way of reviewing the movies.
Right.
But I actually saw this movie. I went to see it.
Well, that's not allowed.
I know. I'm not supposed to.
You're not allowed to do that.
I couldn't help myself. And if you like seeing Anne Heche have orgasms, this is the movie for you.
Is that right?
There's some buck naked sex going on in this movie. Full-blown naked humping.
Wow.
You see a lot of Ashton Kutcher's ass.
Really?
And you see a lot of Anne Heche's everything.
Okay.
And you see a lot of Margarita LaViva's everything.
Okay.
So there's a lot of naked sex going on in this movie.
At MrSkin.com, the Skin Scouts are going crazy about spread. They say it's just it should practically be X.
It is almost softcore-y.
Wow.
In its sexuality. It's a very adult film.
That's interesting. That doesn't happen very often anymore. It seems like the movies have gotten so tame lately when it comes to the nudity in mainstream films.
Yeah, this is something you usually have to turn on Cinemax late at night to see something like this.
Here's a scene. I have a scene, too. Oh. I actually pulled my own scene from Spread this time, if you want to hear Ashton Kutcher.
Sure.
Girl, when are you going to let me tap that ass?
He's a better actor than I thought.
There's a scene. Oh, I have the real one. You want to hear the real one?
Here's a scene where Ashton Kutcher is trying to get a phone number from Heather, who is a sexy young thing that he finds himself attracted to, but she will have none of his shenanigans.
What's your name?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. I'm Nicky.
Hi, Nicky. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I get you anything else?
How about a phone number?
Why? Because we're so compatible.
I just thought we'd get a cup of coffee or something.
Don't take this personally. It's not that you're not a brilliant conversationalist.
Why don't you just give me your phone number?
Because I don't want you to call me.
Oh, giggity!
And then...
Also opening this weekend, a documentary from Davis Guggenheim. This is the man who brought us An Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore. Turned Al into a rock star.
Yeah.
Now he deals with real rock stars in a documentary about the electric guitar called It Might Get Loud.
Sounds awesome.
Jimmy Page, The Edge, and Jack White are featured in this documentary. And here is a scene featuring Jack White, where he talks about how he got his start.
I was an apprentice in an upholstery shop when I was a teenager. Brian Muldoon was the master of the upholstery shop, and he was the one teaching me, and he played drums. Well, I guess I'll play guitar then. He exposed me to punk music, really took me under his wing to be an employee and to play music together. And I started writing songs, kind of became a band. We got to put out a record, and we called it The Upholsterers.
What?
The Upholsterers.
Okay.
That's the name of his first band.
That's funny.
If you're a rock fan, you have to see this documentary. You really have to.
I'm just so glad, finally, there's a documentary about the electric guitar, and Les Paul lived long enough to see it. I mean, my fear was at 94 years old, you know, with this movie coming out, I thought, man, I hope he doesn't, you know, die before then.
He's
but
gone now.
The fact that he's alive and going to see it this weekend just makes me happy.
Not the case.
Really.
Meanwhile, what? He's dead. Band Slam opens this weekend. Speaking of rock and roll, Band Slam. Vanessa Hudgens stars as the popular girl on campus who bonds with a social outcast over their love of music. They decide to form a rock band and enter their school's Battle of the Bands.
But what?
It's the Band Slam. Yow! Chow! Yeah, this movie is doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also opening this weekend, The Goods, starring Jeremy Piven.
This looks funny.
Produced by Will Ferrell and his partner Adam McKay. It's about a used car liquidator. Don Reddy is the name of the character, played by Jeremy Piven, who is hired to save a failing auto dealership at their 4th of July long weekend sale. And in the midst, he develops some feelings for the owner's daughter, and his whole crew is there with him. Like, once again, I apologize. But I went to see this movie.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm stepping out.
Your whole bit is that you review movies without seeing them.
I know, and I feel horrible about it.
How was it?
Trust me. It's really funny.
Awesome.
Very entertaining movie. Piven is in high octane form, as usual. The supporting cast, Catherine Hahn, is sexy and hysterical. Ving Rhames is also very funny in it. Dave Koechner. My buddy Dave is, this may be his best role in any movie, I think.
Really?
He's very, very funny in this film. I recommend it highly. I laughed a lot. Will Ferrell shows up in a small cameo as Jeremy Piven's best friend, who he killed by replacing, accidentally, his parachute as he jumps out of a plane with a bag full of dildos and sex toys. And Will Ferrell plays the guy dressed as Abraham Lincoln for a President's Day car sale who jumps out of a plane and realizes too late that the bag is filled with sex toys as opposed to a parachute. Here's a scene where Jeremy Piven is describing how Will Ferrell died.
McDermott was my best friend and the greatest car sale DJ anyone's ever seen. We'd already sold a bunch of cars that weekend, but I wanted to take it over the top. We'd airdrop McDermott in, dressed as Abe Lincoln. He would float in and say, I freed the slaves! Now I'm going to free those cars from the slavery of high prices! We had a bunch of great lines for him to say.
Hey, just like John Wilkes Booth, our prices are going to sneak up behind you and blow your brains out!
That's him practicing in the airplane before he jumps. And then as he jumps, he pulls the cord and all these dildos come out.
And they don't stop his fall?
No, but they do fly next to him while as he's plummeting towards Earth. And he reaches out and grabs one, and he realizes he's going to die with a giant purple dildo in his hand. It's a very, very funny scene in a very funny movie. The goods live hard, sell hard. I enjoyed it enormously. And lastly, District 9. Guess what? Saw this movie, too.
What? Stop! We need a new reviewer.
I apologize.
You can't see three of the movies.
I accidentally saw all the movies this week. But if you've been listening to the show at all the past couple weeks since the San Diego Comic-Con, I have been raving about this film. It is extremely intelligent. It is well-written. It is brilliantly directed by a newcomer named Neil Blomkamp. He has his buddy Charlton Copley in the lead, who is a remarkable actor, first time starring in a movie. It's about aliens who come to Earth and are immediately put into a ghetto in South Africa, Johannesburg, and it is a very thought-provoking, very intelligent science fiction film that makes you feel an enormous amount, which you don't get in a lot of science fiction films. It really sets this one apart. Here is just some clips from the trailer from District 9.
Breaking news. The whole world is watching.
The course of human history has changed today.
The ship appears to be stopping over Johannesburg City.
They're spending so much money to keep them here when they could be spending it on other things. At least they're keeping them separate from us.
How do your weapons work?
We're coming to you from the entrance of District 9, the refugee camp set up to separate aliens from the general population.
We've seen heavily armed forces being deployed into District 9.
Nobody really knew what this place was. There's a lot of secrets in District 9.
I'm in.
The aliens are marginalized. Great. They are made second-class citizens. The government tries to steal their technology for their own uses. It's pretty much what would happen if ever aliens did come to this planet. It is very affecting emotionally, but it's also, at the same time, a great action-adventure film with amazing special effects. Really, I can't say enough good things about District 9. I highly recommend it this weekend.
How about that?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
I know we have had some debates here on the show about not talking about Heidi and Spencer anymore because we hate them so. But how do you not when you see this Playboy interview? How do you not bring up them again?
She, Heidi, says in Playboy that Spencer does the job 20 to 30 times a day. And it's not just talking about sex. She's talking about a field goal or a goal.
Goal!
20 to 30 times a day.
Yeah. For her, not
minimum.
For him.
Right, for her. Minimum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's within one time for me, by the way, Linda.
But it's Lisa. But Spencer, that is a blatant lie. There's not one person who read that and thought it's conceivable that your wife is having 30 orgasms a day. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why don't you just let me show Laura right now? I'll put it to the test.
It's Lisa.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough.
No, she would kick you in the head.
You couldn't pay me enough because you're over size zero, and that disgusts me.
And you have a gross flesh beard.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. I also have a purple heart from my time as a Navy SEAL.
You were not a Navy SEAL ever.
And you don't have a purple heart.
I also
heart.
Have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
This all comes back to that stupid I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here show where he claimed to have a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous.
Out of the blue. Never heard that before about him. All of a sudden.
But you lie, Spencer. That's our point. You and your wife lie. Heidi's not having all that good sex with you. You haven't won the Navy SEAL purple heart. You're not a black belt. I mean, none of the things that you say are true.
I thought you brought me on the show because it's my birthday.
We did bring you to ask about your birthday.
Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you're lying about that too. How do I know?
How do we know?
I got a lot of stuff to do. So if this is just going to be like a smear campaign on the Spence dog.
That's all we do.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I've got to go meet with the UN later.
Okay.
I got to continue my cancer research.
You don't
gotta
do
go tame
cancer
a manatee.
You don't do
You're
any of that.
You're not taming a manatee. You're not.
That, you don't do any
I
of that.
I have to administer some propofol to celebrities.
Nope.
I do.
Don't you just sit at home and watch
gotta
TV
solve
pretty
the
much?
Human genome. later on, I got to meet with the Louisiana Sausage King.
Who's that?
Why?
Why?
Why do you lie? I think is the question that we're trying to ask. Right. Why do you make? Is it because your life is so empty and shallow and pathetic that you have to make stuff up?
No, it's because I'm a riverboat gambler.
But you're not.
Yes, I am. It's because I am a whale boat sabotager.
That's not you either. That's Whale Wars.
I'm Keira Knightley's agent.
You're not. You're not the agent of anyone but that.
I'm Robert Loggia.
You're not.
But you're not because we know who he is and you're not him.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know why I said that.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ and it is 8:56.
Coming up after the Showbiz Beat and the new song from Alice in Chains, we're going to open up the phone lines again. In fact, you can call right now if you're single and looking 21 and up and can join us tonight in Hollywood. It is the final tickets to get into the Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em Singles Party at Bardot. This is it. We're out. This is it.
I mean, this is it.
This will be it. This is it. When I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it.
All right.
Which
so we're looking
will mean
for
we'll die and never get to the party. If we say it like
exactly.
Michael Jackson did.
I'm being hooked up with an IV right now. So we are really only looking for exceptional people, and I think to keep the list where we want it, it's all ladies this time around. We're looking for just the ladies at 1-800-520-1067.
Yeah.
But you have to be great.
Yeah.
All right. Because we only have a few tickets left.
And we have super high standards.
Oh, wait.
Sure.
No, we don't. Well, look at us. We can afford to be picky. When you look like we do, gentlemen, you can't settle.
Well, we're picking for the single guys that are going to be at the party, though. We want to give them some nice ladies to choose from. All right. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, what's going on?
Well, first and foremost, I want to wish everyone a happy Wiffle Ball Day.
Is it a Wiffle Ball Day?
Today is the 56th anniversary of the invention of the Wiffle Ball.
Okay.
Think how many hours of enjoyment you have gotten from the Wiffle Ball.
Too many.
Thank David Mullaney.
Thank you, David Mullaney.
Of Fairfield, Connecticut, who invented the Wiffle Ball on this date in 1953.
I wonder if Jimmy Kimmel will even work tonight or if he takes the day off as a national holiday.
It's a religious holiday for Jimmy.
Yeah. For him, yeah.
God bless the Wiffle Ball. Well, Michael Douglas is finally talking about the felony arrest of his son Cameron late last month, who was accused of selling meth. And was on home arrest until earlier this week when his girlfriend Kelly tried to sneak him a electric toothbrush stuffed with heroin.
Wow.
Can you imagine what it must be like for a father to have to deal with that?
Yeah.
I can't imagine something that could be more heartbreaking. And it's pretty much reflected in his statement. Michael and his ex-wife, Deandra, released a joint statement to People magazine saying they are devastated and very disappointed in their son's behavior, and any family who has dealt with substance abuse knows how devastating it can be. If Cameron is convicted, boy, he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
But when he gets out, the Eagles will sign him.
See, because they got Michael Vick.
Don't get me started.
See, it's a joke there.
Don't get me started.
By the way, didn't Michael Douglas do some time in rehab at one point in his life? Didn't he struggle with some
addiction
issues?
Sex addiction.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Speaking of sex, Jenny Garth, who is married to Peter Facinelli, who is not only one of the cast members of the Twilight movies and on the current series Nurse Jackie, but most importantly, played Clarv.
Clarv?
On Fastlane.
Are you sure that's the name?
One of my favorite TV
I thought
shows.
He was Zoob.
No, that was Bill Bellamy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wasn't Bellamy his partner on that show?
Yeah.
Apparently, Jenny is talking out of turns and confirming the fact that Robert Pattinson, from Twilight, is indeed dating Kristen Stewart. They have a hot and heavy romance going on.
He could do better.
He's a big Joan Jett fan.
He will do better.
Yeah, he will eventually.
Yeah.
You know, Pattinson has said famously that he only auditioned for the film because he heard Kristen Stewart was going to be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wanted
so he
to meet her.
He
had a thing for her even before the movie started. Huh. So there you go. And Rachel McAdams is talking about her new movie, The Time Traveler's Wife, which I neglected to get to in this weekend's movie.
That's right.
That opens
that's
also
too?
Opens up this weekend. It's about a guy who has a special gene that makes him involuntarily travel through time. You know, that old story.
Sure.
And he falls in love with a woman, and they have to sort of grab love when they can, when he's passing through her time.
So he comes through her time every once in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, and at various times in her life.
Huh. Yeah, he just stops
it's
by.
It's very confusing.
Okay.
They get married, and then he just pops off to the 20s or something, and then comes back and hangs out with her for a while and goes on to, you know, 3008.
And she buys that story when he walks in the door after being gone for 60 years. She's okay with it?
It's a great idea. Yeah. I tell my wife this weekend, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I would have come earlier, but I was in the 50s.
Time travel. I don't have any control over it.
Just hanging out with Fonzie. Because he was real, you know.
She was?
Rachel McAdams says, being an actor isn't nearly as glamorous as you think. She said the most difficult part for her is auditions, especially when she plays a love interest, because she says you end up making out with someone you've never met before in your entire life. How would you like to go into an audition and they say, hi, this is Rachel McAdams. She'll be one of the stars in the movie. We need to audition you two making out to see what your chemistry is like.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know, I didn't feel good about it. Can I do that
can
again?
Get another take?
Let's do another one.
It's a very funny Entourage episode where Johnny Drama is auditioning a love interest for his new TV series. And they're like 20 smoking hot models in there. He's going to make out with all of them.
I'm not feeling it with
any
of
them. It.
Let's bring in some more.
Yeah.
The other side of acting is sometimes you got to get fat. You got no choice. Matt Damon was told he had to gain 30 pounds for his latest role in The Informant.
That's a
me
lot.
Too.
You're not gaining.
I'm just preparing for a role. That's
you're
all
just,
I'm doing.
You're just gaining.
Eventually, somebody will cast me.
Matt said it was absolute heaven. His diet consisted of dark beer, McDonald's value meals, and Doritos. Of course, now that filming is over and the movie's in the can, he is given the task of having to lose the extra weight, especially if he's going to play Bourne again, Jason Bourne.
Yeah, no kidding.
So he's been taking boxing lessons to try to drop the extra pounds. Once again, Hollywood follows me. Once again,
fat, 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 fat.
Once again, I set the trend. It's kind of sad.
I don't think it has anything to do with you, but
you
pretty
all
much.
Right.
Yeah, I gained 30 pounds. That's right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Spencer Pratt. I just heard you guys talking to him. He is a good interview.
He is, isn't he?
He is 26 years old today. Is it bad that I hope he doesn't see 27?
Nope.
Is that bad?
Not at all. I think you're right in line with everyone else.
Actress Mila Kunis from That 70s Show and The Family Guy. She voices Meg in The Griffin Family. And she's got a new movie in the pipeline called Extract, which was written and directed by Mike Judge, the man who brought us King of the Hill and Beavis and Butthead and Office Space, which looks hilarious.
Awesome.
I'll tell you how good Extract looks. Ben Affleck looks funny in this movie.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
He is... Okay. In that movie. She is 26. Catherine Bell from JAG is 41. Halle Berry is 43. Magic Johnson celebrates his 50th birthday today.
My first guest puts a super. I'm talking about S-U-P-E-R in supermodel.
Yes, she does.
She's also a terrific actress. Please welcome the beautiful and the one and only Tyra Banks.
How did his TV show not continue on the air with that kind of talent?
I miss that talk show.
It was not a good show.
It was great.
Nope.
The first night he vacuumed.
It was terrible.
He vacuumed
right,
on stage.
He did that, yeah.
How many other talk shows do you see vacuuming?
Look, I love Magic Johnson. That was not a good show.
It was excellent. Marcia Gay Harden is 50. Actor, comedian, legend Steve Martin is 64. And our very own DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
Celebrates his birthday today. So besides partying tonight at the singles party, we're also having a special screening of Cucamonga Heat.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the back of Bardot. We can all hang out and watch that.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me.
How does he do it?
He is a gifted,
I wish we could show the movie actor tonight. That would be awesome.
Turns out there is no medium that will play it any longer. It won't stick on film. TVs turn themselves off when it's on. I've blown out 3 computers trying to watch it on YouTube. I just can't. You just cannot watch
Self-destruct.
It.
Self-destruct?
That's how bad it
wow.
is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, before that one, you heard the brand new song from Alice in Chains. We'll have Jerry Cantrell, guitarist for that band, in our studio during this hour on Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You guys ready for the big party tonight? Ready to give away our final pairs of tickets for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party?
Oh. These single parties are always fun.
Well, for us.
Yeah, for us.
Not for Bean or living hell.
Well, no, Bean hates it, and that makes it more enjoyable for
That's
us.
That's true. It is more fun.
Yeah, we have a singles party tonight. It's Spread 'Em at Bardot, and it's time to give away the final pairs of tickets.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to spread 'em.
Yeah, yeah, go right in, baby. You're next.
Hey, I'm here for the Kevin and Bean singles party.
What'd you say your name was?
Hey, yeah, my name's Chad. Charles. Charles. I'm Charles.
Man, get the f*** out of here, you punk-ass bitch.
Come on, brother. I'm down with the bros. Come on,
All right, listen up. This is your last chance to get on the list to spread my Bardot with Kevin and Bean, so don't be a douchebag like Mike. I mean, like Chad. All right, next.
Wow. Poor Chad got gunned down out in front of the nightclub. That's just Chad.
I think that was the right thing.
That was worse for Chad than the first time he tried to get in.
I think that was the right thing.
Going back. All right, ladies only right now, 21 and up, please. You can join us at the party tonight at the beautiful Bardot in Hollywood. Of course, live entertainment from the birthday boy.
DJ Omar Khan.
He'll be spinning the hits. Where do you guys want to start first?
How much of a mess is DJ Omar Khan going to be tonight,
Oh, he's
the
best when he's a mess. He's great.
I'm almost afraid.
Let's start with Amanda. Amanda's 25 years old. Hi, Amanda.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 25 years old. I'm from Utah. And no, I'm not Mormon.
Okay.
That's probably the number one question everybody always asks me.
Sure.
Definitely, definitely. But, yeah, I just moved here a couple months ago, and I love it here. And I'm the assistant manager for a financial brokerage out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I work a lot, so I don't really get to go out too much. I haven't really met a lot of guys that, you know, I've been, you know, just out and about interested. So.
Right.
Definitely interested in possibly going to this party. I think it might be fun, and, you know, I think it'd just be a good opportunity.
So, Amanda, when you moved out to Los Angeles, did you not know anybody?
I actually didn't. I probably knew maybe, like, one person. So
how
it
about
was totally,
that?
Totally on a whim. You know, I needed to get out of Utah. I never fit in there. I'm tall, brunette, big boobs. Definitely didn't fit in the Molly Mormon, you know,
well,
you know,
I'll tell you, you have the perfect personality for a singles party because
very outgoing.
If you can move out here and not have any friends and just make all new ones, that's our biggest fear is the people that show up at the party and then they just stand there.
I'm glad you told us you're a brunette, Amanda, because Miss Cleo has typed up here you're a buntette.
Yeah.
And I didn't exactly know what that was.
You're, well, listen, you're a buntette as well?
In the interest of moving the proceedings along, since we have very little time and very few tickets left, I'm going to put Amanda on my list. How do you like me now, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow. You
are awesome.
That's quite a stretch.
You
we'll see you. We'll see you tonight, Amanda. Thank you.
And bring those big books that Miss Cleo was telling us you have, too. We're looking forward to that.
She's not a great speller. Let's go to Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
The party's tonight. Why do you need to be there?
Because I'm single, and I'm over it, and I'm looking to have a good time.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. What do you do for a living? Are you a student? What do you do?
Well, I am a photographer. I did manage to get one of those bachelor's degrees things, so I do have an education.
Okay.
And I work for a nonprofit, so I get to look myself in the face at the end of the night.
Feeling
good.
Very cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Huh. When you say you're a photographer, what do you shoot?
Come on, Kevin! What?
What is it? What are you doing?
What are you talking about? That was wildly inappropriate.
We're on the air. We're doing
what
a show.
Are you
that's heard on the radio. I want to apologize to our Wichita affiliate right now because that's uncalled for.
Okay, explain to me exactly what I did wrong.
So you've got the creative side with the photography, and you do anything athletic? Anything in that direction too?
Well, I don't say it too loud, but I do martial arts.
Wow.
Good
so
for you.
I guess we consider that athletic.
Look, she's got enough to get into the party.
She may be
overqualified.
Marcy, I was wondering, do you have a playground?
Oh, why did he do that?
Put it on the list.
All right. I couldn't resist.
Just because of that, you have to add her.
She's on my list. Marcy's on my list.
Now somebody has to add Ralph to their list so he can come.
Marcy, you're on my list.
All right. She's coming to the party.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right, I am told we have room for just one more person.
Wow,
on the list.
One
I'm sorry
more.
To say that. We're right at the end here. Party's tonight. So who are we going to talk to?
Let's
Rachel
see.
Sounds interesting.
Nope.
No?
Let's see.
Okay.
Who else?
Nina sounds amazing.
Nina? Okay, let's try Nina. Hey, Nina.
Hi.
It says here you have a lot of tattoos. Is that true?
Yeah, I just got another one done, and it's a shoulder tattoo, and it goes over my shoulder a little bit.
Oh, you have a tattoo. I'm sorry. We were told you had tattoos.
Ms. Cleo said you have tattoos.
That's why we were confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have four. I got one big one on my shoulder, but I have a bunch of little ones. I have one that says Made in Korea on the bottom of my waist.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not really born in Korea, but I was made in a Korean, so I think it's the same thing.
Wow.
Right. I got a picky. We weren't going to double check, but okay. It says here you're a bit of a bitch. Is that true?
A little bit, because I'm kind of cocky. I know I look good, so when all these guys come up to me, I'm a little bit smarter than the average guy, too, so I kind of sarcastically.
A really smart girl would not say that.
Yes. Yeah. I can't hear Nina anymore. Is the phone breaking up, or what's happening? It sounds like we lost her.
But you know what? At least we talk like this, and that's not annoying at all.
Let me tell you something. She got hung up on, unfortunately. What
a shame we lost her.
Let me tell you about people like her. They do show up to our party, and then they say, no one here is good enough or up to my level, and they complain the whole time, and we don't need that.
Yeah.
And then you know what I say they need.
Yes.
A face full of acid.
Right.
Face full of acid, right. Yeah. And there's that, maybe it's not even a fine line. Maybe it's a huge distinction between the people who have some confidence in their presentation and those that are all about how hot they are.
Right. You know and don't talk about how smart you are when you talk like this all the time. It's really hard to believe you.
All right. You want to try Denise?
Yeah, let's try Denise.
All right.
Denise, 21 years old. Hi.
Hi.
You're still a student. Where do you go?
I go to UCR.
Hi.
And that's the home of the who, Ralph?
That's the home of the banana slugs.
No. Or the Highlanders.
The Highlanders.
Highlanders.
All right. What else need we know about you to make this decision?
I can do a mean booty pop.
A booty pop?
Yeah.
All right.
I can dance awesome.
My favorite candy is the booty pop, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How long have you been single?
About a year and a half now.
Wow, it's a long time. What's going on?
Yeah. Guys are jerks, so, you know.
Guys are jerks. Well, that's fair.
Why do they not think about these things before they speak?
I don't know.
If only you were talking to guys right now.
Can let you into a party.
You didn't let me finish. The guys in Riverside are jerks, so I'm going to L.A. to meet a jerk.
There you go.
Well, that's
nice
true.
That was a good save.
Riverside is filled with jerks. We know that for a fact.
There's no question about that. That was a good save. I put her on my list just for the save.
I think you can put
her on your list, but I think you will regret it.
It's possible, but I think I'm going
to
go.
Trust me.
Are you from Riverside, or do you just decide to go to UCR?
I'm originally from LA, but I'm out in Riverside, and there's nothing to do in Riverside.
Okay, but you made the conscious decision to go to UCR.
Yeah. I know.
That's a bad decision. Maybe I should reconsider, is what you're saying.
No, you shouldn't reconsider. It's a bad decision, and I've learned from my mistakes.
I see. All right, I'd say yes. I think she's on the list.
She deserves a second chance.
I'll take a chance on her.
Okay.
Don't embarrass me, Denise.
I won't. I promise.
We want to see that booty pop, too, when we get there tonight.
We'll see you tonight. I think we're out.
I think we're tapped.
That's it. We are tapped.
Yeah. That's correct. So we will see everybody tonight at the Kevin and Bean Singles Party.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the internet roundup up in 1 second. So, Kevin, what are you doing now, between now and the minute you walk through the doors tonight?
I'm going
to the singles party.
My wife and I run a charity, friendsandhelpers.org, and we are making 3,000 backpacks for kids to go back to school. Kids that are unfortunately in families with domestic abuse.
Yeah.
So we're doing that today, all day from 9 to 5, at the Tarzana Community and Cultural Center. It's in Los Angeles. It's in on Ventura Boulevard between Reseda and Tampa.
Okay.
And
so you're already late, is basically what you're telling me.
So we're loading backpacks and we're collecting money and we're taking it. It's a real IRS charity. Friendsandhelpers.org is the address, and please go there and check it out and help if that's something you care about.
Great.
And what you want people to come down with school supplies and stuff?
They can
or just
do that.
With money or
they
what?
They can bring money if they want. They can come down if they don't have money and just help.
Okay.
All of the above and the details are on our website.
Friendsandhelpers.org or .com is the website. Now, speaking of websites, we've got a little something that we have prepared for you each week to direct you to the greatest stuff on the internet, stuff that we find that we can't wait to share with you. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that meet your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
You guys think we'll ever change that intro?
No.
All right.
I hope we do.
All right. The first one is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. A dude is setting up, I think they're Jenga blocks, to set a world record. I don't know. It looks like there's about 1 billion of them, and he's made the Leaning Tower pizza. whatever you want to call it. And there's a reporter there to talk to him about it, and the reporter accidentally knocks it over.
No.
With the cord on his microphone. Knocks it over.
It's Brian Varney. Brian, careful with that cord there.
So he says, be careful with that cord there, because he doesn't want the guy to knock down his world record attempt.
Brian is, geez, Brian, I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God. It took him like – I think it said in the story it took him like 2 weekends and a week in between to put all of that up. And then that guy knocked it down on accident.
And it really was an accident, too. The guy wasn't clowning him, right?
Bikini Cinema is a new thing on YouTube. They have two different movies up, Big Lebowski and Pulp Fiction. Now they put up Star Wars. Okay. And it's just – it's girls in bikinis reading dialogue off of a piece of paper. They didn't even memorize it. From different movies.
It's too late. You should have paid him when you had the chance. Jabba's put a price on your head so large, every bounty hunter in the galaxy would be looking for you.
It's terrible, but they're in bikinis. So,
yeah, so you don't care.
So you don't care.
That's great.
I don't know if you've heard about this. There is a Super Mario sex tape.
Time for Mario 69. Is something wrong, Mario?
It's not you. It's a me. Just give me one second. Let's play a Dr. Mario.
See, okay, it's done
that
with the
not
real...
sexy.
What?
It's done with the real Mario characters. It looks like... never mind. Okay. You know our friend, the retarded policeman?
Yes.
Sure.
He has they have inserted him into the Inglourious Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
The new Brad Pitt film?
The new Brad Pitt film, and he's in the trailer now, and it's Inglourious Bastards is the name of this.
We're going to be dropped into France dressed as fairies, like Tinkerbell. Want to be Tinkerbell Boy?
Yes, sir!
Good. We will be cruel to the Germans. We will have pizzas delivered to them that they did not order. We will send them excessive amounts of junk mail.
Their boxes will overflow with useless coupons that no German will ever redeem. And tampons.
I love Ponce so much, and it's so funny. When I first started seeing trailers with Brad Pitt in that role, I thought with the face he's making and the kind of the funny voice he's doing, it kind of reminds you of Ponce a little bit. And obviously they got the same comparison because now they put him in there. It's very well done.
He's the best. Yeah. And finally, Megan Fox did a PSA.
Yes.
And it's for this new movie, Jennifer's Body, in which she's very almost completely naked.
Yeah.
She looks naked, but it's certainly worth it. And she makes
kills everybody she comes in contact with in the movie. That's kind of the premise of the thing.
So she makes a PSA for people who are going through the hell that is high school.
Let's face it, high school can be tough, and kids can be cruel, picking on others for just being different. Well, I say f*** because they don't know s***. What really matters is being yourself, and if that includes slowly killing, then eating every boy at your school... Well, then I say do it.
That's right. That's right. That's very good advice from Megan Fox.
All right.
So Internet Roundup, kevinandbean.com at krock.com. You can check it all out. And there's, 100 or 150 links up there of stuff that
They're
we put up
great.
In the past as well. 106.7, KROQ is KROQ, and it is 9:45. And on Monday morning show, by the way, we have Olivia Munn. Chester Bennington. Jerry Cantrell, guitarist for Alice in Chains, and the grand prize for Green Day, that you could qualify for this weekend.
Tissue.
So that's really too much of a show for Monday morning.
Are we going to have to come in Sunday night, or is it too much to cram all that in on a Monday morning?
That's
I don't know.
What she said.
Well, we'll try.
Rodney's on Sunday night.
We'll try. Good point.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't bump him.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 9:45.
All right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Final thing of the day. Please tell me you got some good news or some juicy news or something exciting to head us into the weekend with.
Well, I'll do my best, sir.
Do you have Juicy?
I think it's Juicy.
Right?
Ew. You know, I love John and Kate Gosselin, star of my favorite TV show, John and Kate Plus Hate.
You never watched that show.
Nope.
Not once.
But I do love the fact that they're tearing each other apart right in front of my eyes.
If they didn't have 8 kids, it would be funnier to me.
I mentioned that there was a big brouhaha at the Gosselin compound this weekend when the police had to be called.
Uh-oh.
Due to a major battle between John and Kate. Turns out that John had visitation rights with the kids, and Kate showed up unannounced, and he wouldn't let her into the house, and there was a big deal. Well, it turns out, according to TMZ.com, that Kate Gosselin herself was the one who called the cops after she and John got into the blowout. She called 911.
Because she wanted him to leave or be escorted out or what?
Well, no, he had a right to be there. It was his time with the kids.
Well, then what was he doing wrong?
She apparently...
Breathing.
Yeah, she apparently did not like what he had to say, and they were fighting, and she decided to use the taxpayers' money and called 911.
Wasn't she not supposed to be there?
It was an emergency. It's an emergency. We're fighting. Mm. Come here and counsel us, police officers.
Wow, there's just so much to hate about them.
Yeah. The cops say they were only at the residence for about 10 minutes, just long enough for everyone to take a breath. And then Kate eventually left the property and went to stay at a nearby Days Inn hotel because it was John's turn to watch the kids. She had no business being there, so she left and checked in tearfully at the Days Inn. Look, if I'd have stayed the Days Inn, I'd be crying. They're not a sponsor, are they?
But she knew, no. Okay. But she knew from the beginning she wasn't supposed to be there then.
Yes, Kevin, here's the thing. Some people like the drama.
Yeah.
I get the sense that she is one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean, what fun is it if she can't go and yell at him about something?
Yeah.
That's true.
Why do we need a small refrigerator underneath the counter? My wife was watching it today. That was one of her major complaints.
And remember, she thought he was an idiot for suggesting it. And then once she found out what it was used for, that the kids can get into it without having to open the big
fridge.
Right,
they can get drinks and juice boxes and stuff.
Right, exactly. Then she's like, oh, I guess he's not as much of an idiot as I thought he was.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
she turns out. She is...
the worst.
No, her haircut is the worst.
That's the worst, too.
And by the way, he's no prize either.
No, absolutely not. At all.
Don't get me wrong. But still.
Just saying.
Drama on the set of the new Twilight film.
Drama is on Entourage, Ralph. Please do not lie.
Kristen Stewart, of course, one of the stars of that film, went into an emotional meltdown on the set.
Why?
She tells MTV.com that in one scene, while she was filming, it was so emotionally overwhelming that she sobbed uncontrollably before actually getting to the set and then cried so hard she could barely breathe.
What?
You don't know, Kevin, the emotional toll it takes on you when you have to perform a role where someone is a vampire and loves you.
But wait a minute. This wasn't something in her personal life that made her cry?
This was a scene she had to film.
She was crying over the scene.
Well, you know.
She's an actress.
Oh,
she was calling on her personal life.
If you knew anything about drama, Kevin, you would know it goes Hamlet by Shakespeare.
Right.
Then usually something by Ibsen, usually.
Yes, sure.
And then Twilight.
Twilight,
in
yeah.
terms of emotional intensity for an actor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently she's able to pull herself together long enough to splash on some patchouli and go to Hot Topic and pick up some new clothing.
That must have been a really emotional scene.
She's deep.
Wow.
She has got depth, and she is not shallow.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
Yeah, me too.
Runaways could be a good movie. Rodney's in the movie.
I think there is a role. There's a Rodney Bingenheimer role in the film. I do not believe Rodney will be playing himself in the movie.
You're going to have someone alive play that role?
Kevin, you know he's alive and well.
What?
Rodney Bingenheimer, for those of you who don't know, was a popular Los Angeles DJ who actually started playing the music of The Runaways, which featured Joan Jett and Sherry Curry and many other talented young ladies, the first all-female rock and roll band. And so he was a groundbreaker, Kevin.
Sure.
He was a trendsetter.
Sure.
It's a pretty cool song, don't you think?
Demand you treat him with the respect he deserves.
Up-tempo, positive song.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rodney.
One of the great broadcasters of our time. Clearly. Remember what he said about Michael Jackson and the touching tribute? Can we just hear a little of Rodney's touching tribute to Michael Jackson?
It was pretty strong.
I think I have that. By the way, when I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland recently, they have Rodney Bingenheimer in the museum. You can actually put on headphones and listen to Rodney with gems like this.
He's actually in the museum.
So many... things happen, a lot of deaths, and of course, Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're starting a world phenomena wing in the museum.
Wait, wings in the museum?
No, Gilligan.
If the news makes you sad, don't watch it.
That's right.
Good advice.
If the news makes you sad, don't watch it, because then all the problems go away.
Those problems don't exist if you don't watch.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor-comedian Steve Martin is 64 years old today. Marcia Gay Harden, very talented actress, turns 50. Irvin Magic Johnson, Lakers legend, is 50. Halle Berry turns...
We had such a good time sitting on the floor, eating that bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's memories of Michael Jackson there.
Yeah.
It's no world phenomena, but still. Halle Berry, very talented and beautiful actress, is 43. Catherine Bell, from Jag's 41, Mila Kunis from That 70s Show and The Family Guy and the upcoming feature film Extract, which I'm looking forward to with great relish. She's 26 years old today. TV personality, Spencer Pratt, is 26 years old. And our very own production genius, DJ Omar Khan, who works here on The Kevin and Bean Show, celebrates his birthday today. So we wish him all the best, and I would like to ask him respectfully to go easy on the various narcotics and alcohol he plans to ingest this evening at our singles party.
Oh, please, that's not going to happen.
I would just like to see him function and live,
he can do
frankly,
because
he could kill himself.
He can do both.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Pretty gay.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, no need to resort to ugly stereotypes.
Roll another one.
Armenian pride, huh? Glendale?
Just like the other one.
Girl, you got to keep your clothes
this
on.
Seems to be about to quit.
Yeah, boy.
And I need another hit.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. How about some Linkin Park coming up? Also, MGMT, Paramore, Chili Peppers, and more. Straight ahead.
Roll, roll, roll.
Babies are made, and I am so not in the mood for porn right now.
So my question to you is that bad?
Just pass it around.
That would be great.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Just pass it on down.
Take a look at the end.
What happens at the end?
Well, kids, I'll see you later.
This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
I used to be legit. In fact, I was too legit. I was too legit to quit. But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
I think it went well. I think it was good.
There weren't any laughs.
Well, that was a tough audience.
La 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 la. Go away. I will be gone by the end of the day. Get out of my face.
Peace out.